Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
The problem we have, and really the firewall that we have right now, is due process.
Yeah.
It's all due process. So we can all say, yeah, we want the same thing, but how do we get there? If a person is on a terrorist watch list, like the gentleman, the shooter in Orlando, he was twice by the FBI. We were briefed yesterday about what happened. But that man was brought in twice. They did everything they could. The FBI did everything they were supposed to do. But there was no way for them to keep him on the next list or keep him off the gun buy list. There was no way to do that. So can't we say that if a person is under suspicion, they should be a five-year period of time, that we have to see if good behavior, if this person continues the same traits? Maybe we can come to that type of an agreement. But due process is what's killing us right now.
What? What? Oh, man, dude, this is how we're starting the day? We're starting the day like this. This is how we're starting our day. Oh, man. You guys, you know what? Before we get started, I need everybody to stretch. Just stretch right now, because... Damn! Stretch. Just go ahead. Oh, that's it. Stretch them. If you're driving, do not take your hands off that wheel. Oh, man. All right. Oh, I gotta crack my neck here. All right. So this is Joe Manchin. D may stand for Democrat, may also stand for another fun adjective, which I am too nice of a person. How dare you to use that to describe this man today. From West Virginia. And he was on Morning Joe, and he's pushing for a bill. He's defending Soviet-style list-making for the no-fly list. Now, just a reminder, because I don't know anybody other than myself and maybe a few other people who have lived, breathed, and swam, literally swam like Scrooge McDuck in his money pit of bullions, swam in the information and facts surrounding this issue. I'm like becoming one with the issue. It's so insane. He's defending Soviet-style list-making. Now, the no-fly list, just a quick reminder, is where you can have bureaucrats at the DHS, which, by the way, 72 of the DHS employees are actually on the watch list themselves. We're going to go back to that. I know, fun times! I told you guys, it's going to be fun today. He wants Soviet-style list-making so that unaccounted bureaucrats who don't have to be named actually can put you on a list by mere suspicion. And there are tons of Americans erroneously placed on this list. They can put you on a list, just mere suspicion, no judicial oversight, and you have zero legal recourse to get yourself off the list. They want mere suspicion to count as conviction. They don't want to bring a formal terror investigation. They don't want to bring charges. They just want to sit on their asses and ban everybody so it excuses them from having to actually do anything. That's the problem here. And for him, for somebody like Joe, he should be run out on a rail like Elijah Lovejoy right now. Torches and pitchforks, because he's calling for the circumvention of the United States Constitution. Not only are Democrats arguing, they've been arguing against your First Amendment rights, but now they're arguing against your Second Amendment rights, and they're arguing against your Fifth Amendment rights as well. He is arguing for the complete deconstruction of due process, where you don't get to face your accuser, where you don't get your day in court. All of this. They have 8-year-old kids on the watch list, guys, just because their name sounds similar to someone else's name. My stepdad's on the watch list. His only crime in life is to pull his socks up to his knees and wear a green banker's visor while he's riding his lawnmower, mowing the lawn, and listening to Hank Williams, which is not a bad thing. But the green banker visor and the socks pulled up to the knee and 90-degree heat, that is. So this is, I cannot even believe this. And they said, what did they tell you? You're not going to lose any rights. Yes, you are. They're not going to take your guns. Yes, they are. Not only that, but they want to completely suspend. First off, Manchin wants to completely just conduct raids on folks. No warrant, no judicial oversight. There goes the Fourth Amendment. He wants to completely suspend the Fifth Amendment. And you know what? What about Sixth Amendment rights? Gone. Everything gone, 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 gone. That's Joe Manchin for you. I don't know what the hell is going on in West Virginia, but how y'all get this guy? That's what I want to know. How do you all, like, look at the pool of candidates and are like, you know what? This douchebag right here, let's get him. That guy. That's not how they talk in West Virginia, but this is shameful. By the way, happy Thursday to you. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show, and we have a ton of stuff to get into. Of course, this as well. The hope is dimming for Senate action on guns after a very frenzied filibuster yesterday. If you get updates on Twitter, some days I'm really sorry. You've been warned. Some days, you know, it's not a big deal. Yesterday was one of those days because I watched a little bit. The AC went out in my house last night. So I was dying in like 91 degree heat in at night, waiting for, thank heavens, that there was a 24-hour service. And I'm like, kids, I'm going to spend your college fund on this. I don't even care. We're dying right now. My dogs are going to overheat. Everyone's sweating. It was miserable. It was a very bad day. So I was staying up waiting for, we were all up late because we were waiting for the AC because nobody could sleep because it was 90 degrees in the house. And we were watching the stuff on C-SPAN. I told you I love to watch me some C-SPAN, right? So Chris Murphy started this filibuster against guns because it's easier to stand up and talk about guns than to actually bring charges. First off, please know that charges for criminals who are illegally possessing, illegally using firearms and gun crimes, those have plummeted under this party, under this administration, plummeted to like 30% something that are even being prosecuted anymore. Joe Biden himself said 2 years ago that we don't have the time or we're not going to go after everybody who commits fraud on their 4473, the sheet you fill out when you're going to buy a gun for your background check. No, we don't have time to prosecute those people and do any of that. They're not actually following the laws on the books. And so because they're not following the laws on the books, they are using that as the basis to argue that those laws don't exist. See, these laws we're not following, they don't exist. We're going to have to create some laws that are tough. That's what they're arguing for. Unreal. So this is, I mean, Manchin has no idea how the Constitution works, saying that due process is what's getting us. This isn't even due process. It's a Soviet-style list. No one even knows the criteria to get on the list. The ACLU even hates this list. People have asked me, Dana, how do you get on the no-fly list? That would be a wonderful question to answer if I could answer it. The thing is, nobody knows because it's all magical and hush-hush. There is no known criteria for getting on. And it's not just the no-fly list. There are several levels of the list. You have a no-fly list. You have another list. You have another list. Yeah, my stepdad was on one. It's crazy. There's no known criteria for it. No one knows. Doesn't that sound totally just like how it should go? Doesn't that sound how things should work in America? There's an 8-year-old kid. Actually, there are a number of kids, children on this list. One of them, his mom got mad enough that the New York Times did an article on it not long ago. This little kid, Mikey Hicks. Mikey Hicks, for crying out loud. A little kid. He was barred from flying because he's on a no-fly list. They got him on a watch list. Mikey, little Mikey Hicks, coming from New Jersey. He's a Cub Scout, for crying out loud. He travels all the time with his parents to go see his grandparents because his grandparents live out of state. And they put this kid, they detained him, they interrogated him, and he can't walk through a damn airport without getting felt up by TSA. So, well, Michael Hicks. Kane goes, there's a terrorist named Mikey. His parents call him little Mikey, right? His name's Michael. DHS is all suspicious of little Mikey Hicks. They're just like, oh, man, we can't have this little New Jersey kid. He's a Krupp Scout. We can't have him going through. You realize that there are, like, there's so many Americans. Little blonde-haired, blue-eyed Mikey Hicks from Clifton, New Jersey is on the damn no-fly list. So these are the people that Joe Manchin would go after. He'd go after people like little Mikey Hicks. This is crazy. They got a picture of him in his little Cub Scout uniform and all his little badges, and he's got all these little trophies sitting on his desk with these little action figures and all this stuff. This is crazy. But no, his name is on that selectee list, on the no-fly list. So that's how that works. He can't go. He was 2 years old the first time they patted him down and stuck their hands down his pants because he's on that list. They weren't going to let him board a plane. They had to interrogate a toddler. That's, I mean, unbelievable. And here's the other thing. His mom's a photojournalist who got Secret Service clearance because she's a photojournalist. She traveled on Air Force Two with then Vice President Al Gore. So she's traveled with presidents, and she works for a number of different public. She works for an agency, and they sell her photographs to a number of different entities, which is how they were able to use her contacts to get the story in the New York Times. Because otherwise, you're not going to have mainstream media going to write about people like this, like little 8-year-old Mikey Hicks placed on a list. These are the people Democrats are talking about putting on a Soviet-style list with no recourse and no judicial oversight. Does that sound like America to you? Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
But I thought Whole Foods was, like, wholesome and clean and stuff. Look, I'm not... I like the dude who runs Whole Foods because he's a limited government capitalist. I dig that. I like that. I like people who, you know, want to keep theirs and want you to keep yours. But the FDA has gone after Whole Foods. They say they have filthy kitchen conditions. Inspectors found pipes dripping on food, bacteria on walls, and employees packing meals without washing their hands. This was in Everett, Massachusetts, though, not all everywhere. They probably touch their butts and then pack some meals. Anyway, I just wanted to do that to see what Kane's reaction would be. They say workers didn't wash their hands. They say that the store in Massachusetts has 15 days to specify corrections on violations. I'm just thinking, you know, like, when you're going and you're dealing with food and you work in food service, like, it does not occur to you when you were leaving the loo to wash your hands. Wash them. Yes, I said wash because I'm from southern Missouri, and there's an R in there, you un-American people. An R in Warsh. You are right. I also say pillow and milk. What of it? So you wash your hands. You do that. That's nasty. So Whole Foods is now in some trouble. We also have, I would just think it's because of the hippies. A Mizzou vigil for Orlando was completely derailed because this stupid activist decided to be an idiot. Mediaite has this story. They say a peace vigil that was held in remembrance of the Orlando white attendees and other people started shouting back, and then everything just went to hell in a handbasket. College Fix got it all on camera. We can't play because everybody's cussing, of course. Of course they are. But they had, they said that one person who was with Black Lives Matter came out and said, you never came out for Black Lives Matter. And they were, you know, even though there were a lot of black victims that were killed at the Pulse nightclub, whatever. So they made it, this activist decided to make it all about herself and this as opposed to anything else. Feel the burn. Hordes of looters have descended on shops in Venezuela because people are starving to death thanks to the Bernie Sanders type socialism practiced by the country's leadership. I know it's kind of unbelievable here, but this is what it is. You've seen this before. So many of these, I mean, people are desperate. First, they were running out of, what was it? They were running out of toilet paper. Then they, what was it else they were running out of? Oh, they needed beer. Because Venezuela started going after beer. They started doing that. Then they were flour. What else? Like every necessity. Hungry crowds have been descending into shops, grabbing everything that they could. Medicine shortages, food shortages. There's nothing left in any bakeries. People are just busting up into stores because they don't have anything to eat. There's socialism for you. Feel better about it? Our sponsor for this quarter hour of our program, it's our friends at Super Beets. If you want to just poison yourself with like the sugar, the processed sugar that's in like Monster energy drinks, which tastes like awful, or the 5-Hour Energy, which is ridiculously a lot of processed sugar. If you want to poison your body with that, by all means, go right ahead. You know, you're going to crash and you're going to feel like crap at the end of the day, and it's horrible for your body's health. If you actually want to get healthy and you want all natural energy where you feel the energy, you have an increase in your stamina, not only that, but it also maintains healthy blood pressure and makes your arteries wide and flexible, you need to check out Super Beets. Now, before you freak out because beets is a part of that word, there is nobody on God's green earth that hates beets more than I do. If I had to die of starvation or eat a beet, I would pick the former. No joke. But I can drink Super Beets because their patented drying process to preserve the nitrates. Well, surprise, it killed the beet taste. It's just a mild, earthy berry flavor. That's what it brings out in it. And this is a functional food for circulation. The nitrates help your body maintain healthy blood pressure. It increases your circulation. I use it as a pre-workout. I feel a boost in my energy within 20 minutes of doing it. No crash, and it lasts me all day. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry flavor. They'll send you a book about nitric oxide and nitrates. Plus, you get these free indicator strips where you can actually measure it working in your body. Free shipping, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeets.com. That's 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeets.com.
The Dana Show.
Surprise Dad with a special gift that he'll be talking about for years. What better way to honor your dad's love and support than with the Gunbox 2.0? Improving on the original Gunbox, the 2.0 is one of the most user-friendly and one of the best gun safes on the market. Or you can check out the economical Gunbox Echo with the same level of security and functionality. There's a Gunbox for every budget. The maker of the Gunbox, well, he himself is a father. And the safety of his family was the driving force behind his invention. He saw a major flaw with some safes, not allowing you to store your firearm where you need it the most. The Gunbox is the solution for anyone like me that values protecting their family. Why have a gun for protection if you can't get to it when you need it the most? Go to thegunbox.com and enter promo code Dana10 for 10% off and for free shipping. That's thegunbox.com, promo code Dana10 to receive 10% off and get free shipping. The Gunbox is the solution for anyone like me that values protecting their family. That's thegunbox.com, promo code Dana10 to receive 10% off and get free shipping.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Gosh, I hate this damn band. They just suck. We're going to have some different bumper music here coming up. I'm sorry. I'm like a music snob. And I was just talking to Kane. No offense to anybody who likes them, but I don't like The Offspring because, A, he sings like somebody's grabbing his sack. And then, B, no.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just imagine. Imagine if someone was going to assault your Jimmy.
Mm.
Your Jimmy's, then you know, your Jimmy's get rustled, then you sound like that. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Did you guys see? You didn't because it's radio. Remember me talking about Dylan Matthews, that dude from Vox? This is Tuesday. We were talking about this. It seems like it was so long ago. Maybe we were talking about it earlier even. This guy hates guns. Like, he has been online talking about how he's against allowing... He thinks that the president should be able to unilaterally ban people from ever purchasing firearms, right? And he's been arguing for it. He's got a cartoon character as his avatar. I'm just going to warn you all, whenever you're arguing with somebody who's a blockhead on Twitter and they got a cartoon for an avatar, it's probably because they're ugly. With a F-U-G-L-Y. And you know what that means. They are ugly. U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. Uh-huh. Anyway, if you're talking about removing my Second Amendment rights, you pretty much forfeit any reservations you may have about me mocking your appearance. Because, you know, courtesy is courtesy, right? So everybody finally got to see this morning Dylan Matthews on television. He was on TV apparently this morning. But anyway, people just got an image of him. And... imagine if somebody took bacon grease and shoved it all, messed up their hair with it, plastered it to their forehead, didn't shave or use any concealer on their zits, had a bow tie that was off center, shoulders hunched, they were hunched forward, their entire posture resembled that of a cocktail shrimp, and he was so sketchy and shady that he couldn't even look at the camera between his hipster glasses, and you would pretty much get in a, that's exactly what Dylan Matthews looks like. Now, coming up, we still have a bunch more to get into, not the least of which Joe Manchin talking about removing our Fifth Amendment right of due process. AR-15s are flying off shelves, plus... Trey Gowdy explains due process rights versus a no-fly list. That and so much more. Keep it here.
Hey, let them do it again. Yeah. Hey.
The Dina Show.
There's a real freedom in paying off credit card debt. You open the mailbox without facing a pile of bills. Open your paycheck without worrying about all of the people you owe. Avant can help you get there by consolidating your credit card debt into one unsecured personal loan. One loan, one monthly payment. Just go to AvantOffer.com and check your rate. Check your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. One loan, one monthly payment. Just go to AvantOffer.com and check your rate. Check your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code Dana. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code Dana.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them.
Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to out next Tuesday. I'm very stoked about that. I'll be everywhere. Go pre-order your copy now at danaradio.com, and with your pre-order, you'll get a free signed poster. So go and act quickly. And then I'll be on Kelly Fowle tonight talking about things and stuff. Like Rick from Walking Dead, things and stuff, Lori. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've been going back and forth talking about the no-fly list. I still like the story of little old Mikey Hicks, little B Mikey Hicks, little Cub Scout Mikey, who our government thinks are dangerous terrorists. The DHS thinks he's super dangerous, and they didn't want him to. I mean, it's insane to me. These are the people. By the way, the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, headed by Jay Johnson, who thinks that gun control should be under his domain because it's a national security issue, he says. Did you know, this is a report from August of last year, that according to an Inspector General investigation, the Department of Homeland Security, you know, the agency that monitors the lists, the watch lists, they had 72 individuals that were on the watch lists actually working at the Department of Homeland Security. That's why the former DHS director had to resign. Did you guys know that? So you had all of these people. DHS had 72 people on the watch list monitoring the people on the watch list. And we still have no idea how really anybody gets on the watch list. The ACLU was trying to figure it out. And basically they were just like, hell if I know. I don't know. They had no idea. This is the time in which we live. It's crazy. It is insane. ACLU even says, look, the no-fly list needs massive major reforms before you simply strip Americans of freedoms. There are over 700,000 names on this. Some of them connected to terrorism. They say over half of those names, though, are innocent people who have zero links to terrorist groups at all. They did, speaking of little Mikey Hicks, they did a search on names of Michael Hicks, and they found like over 1,600 people in the United States were named Michael Hicks. Just, you know, crazy. So they don't know how you get the ACLU wants detailed reform of the list, and no one's even given it to ACLU. ACLU has no, they said, look, no one has any idea of how we even get on the list. Nobody knows. Matt Vespa did a really good piece on just the ridiculous history of this list. You have, like, one list, because you have no-fly list, you have watch list, they're all coming under this jurisdiction, though. And they, for instance, one, they have the 16,000 people on one list alone, and then there's the terrorist identities data mart environment. I mean, people have no idea. They say there are so many mishaps. Teddy Kennedy, Nelson Mandela, Stephen Hayes over at Weekly Standard, CNN's Drew Griffin, he was on the list. My stepdad's on the list. I mean, all kinds of, J. Christian Adams on the list. Tons of people on this list. And there's no due process at all. None. No one knows how you get on it. And here's the thing, once you're on it, you can't get off. I spoke with someone yesterday who said that they went round and round for 2 years with the government and with DHS because they were on the watch list. And they were told by our federal government that they should just go ahead and change their name because it was going to be easier to change their name than get off the watch list. Which, by the way, let's just pause on that for a minute. If you're on a watch list and it's easier to change your name than to get off the watch list, what a great thing for terrorists to do, right? Terrorists just go change their damn names, right? Insane. But this is what we've come to. There are tons of innocent Americans on this list. And there are tons of legal opportunities available to Democrats, and I've written about this extensively. If they wanted to, at all whatsoever, if they wanted to go and make it to where they didn't infringe on anyone else's rights while also making sure that, you know, people can aren't barred, stripped of their Second Amendment rights. And they can still stop actual, you know, people who are terrorists. I mean, it's just they won't do it. They won't do it. So this is, they had their debate or their filibuster last night on this. They had their filibuster, and they ended up quitting without, they didn't get anything out of it. They ended at what, like 2:15 in the morning? It was like 2:15 in the morning that they stopped it, and they ended up not getting any kind of, it was for nothing. All of that time that they were filibustering, they could have actually gone and done something, brought a terror investigation instead of a criminal investigation, which would have flagged anyone. They could have done anything like that. They could have looked into gathering evidence to bring charges. They could have done anything, but they didn't do anything. Keep in mind that this same party, just 2 years ago, Harry Reid killed the assault weapons ban in the Senate. It wasn't Republicans who did it last time. It was Democrats who did it to themselves. He did not. That's exactly it. So this, they just, it's all about, it's backdoor control. And they're going after the AR-15, even though this wasn't even used in Orlando, because AR-15 is one of the most commonly owned guns. It's used in fewer crimes than any other firearm. But they want to go after it because it's one of the most commonly owned. And that sets a narrative. If they can go after one of the most commonly owned, then they can come after all of them. As I said earlier, I mentioned this yesterday, hands, feet, and fists are used 3 times more than rifles in crimes. And that's just for the year 2014. Hands, feet, and fists. If you are looking at firearms that are used more in crimes than anything else, handguns are more illegally possessed and illegally used in crimes, not rifles. But see, they failed in the 90s to go after guns, so they invented the assault weapons term to go after it. Hillary Clinton is now changing it from assault weapons to, quote, weapons of war, which I find idiotic because soldiers don't carry AR-15s. And they don't even really carry M-16s anymore. Everybody's going to the M4 from everything that I've read and heard from troops. But this is a terrorist issue. None of these people that are arguing about gun control are fit to lead the country because they're focusing on this like it's a terrorist issue, as opposed to they're focusing on it like gun control as opposed to terrorism. And this is why terrorism is perpetuated. It's why it continues. It continues because people shield the terrorists while going after the law-abiding gun owners. People are angrier at law-abiding gun owners than they are the terrorists that mowed down 49 people. And remember, it wasn't law-abiding gun owners or the NRA or anybody else that facilitated this registered Democrats' murderous rampage. It was the GS4 security company and the FBI. The FBI, 3 investigations. 2013, they ended a 10-month investigation because of political correctness. They admitted that, yeah, well, okay, he has jihadi tendencies and he wants to martyr himself. But, you know, oh well. He's not a card-carrying member of an official terrorist group, so it's not a concern. Literally, that's what they decided. And they thought his employees were racist because while he was telling everyone that he wanted to carry out jihad and martyr himself at his workplace, his employees told on him and they thought the employees were racist. We discussed this yesterday. Political correctness contributed to the deaths of 49 people in Orlando and that terror attack. But nobody wants to talk about terrorism. They want to talk about guns. Let's make more soft targets for terrorists. See, it's easier to talk about gun control than it is terrorism, because the reason why we continue having these attacks here in the United States is a direct result of this administration's inaction and the Democrat Party's absolute abdication of responsibility where it concerns keeping Americans safe. They're focused on birth control pills and bathrooms and bakers, but they're not focused at all on keeping Americans safe, which really, according to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, is their one and only job. It absolves them of any responsibility, which is why they are so hell-bent on focusing on gun control as opposed to terrorism. And they're using the DHS, an agency that doesn't say jihad, an agency that doesn't say Sharia, because they're worried about hurting Muslims' feelings. We are in scary times. Very scary times. And I liked the NRA's position yesterday, because they came out with a position on this. And I hope that people realize, too, I see it happening. I see people trying to bait Trump and the NRA into having some sort of, like, massive battle. Do you see it? Oh, they're doing it intentionally. They're trying to bait Trump, and they're trying to bait the NRA into having a fight over the Second Amendment so that they can divide the right where it concerns Second Amendment rights. Because the assault weapons ban, all they have to do is dust that off and bring it out of committee. You know that, right? They're talking about doing it right now. You realize that there's a Supreme Court case because you had two circuit court of appeals that disagreed as to whether or not the Second Amendment covered if Americans should be able to own semi-automatic rifles. That's going to be working its way up towards the Supreme Court within the next 15 months. They want the right divided on this, so they're trying to bait them into an argument. The NRA didn't change their position. Their position is the same as it was 6 months ago when I first started talking about this. It's the same as it was even before that when John Cornyn came out with the Cornyn Amendment about adjudication and protecting veterans' rights when they return home from the battlefield. No, but they're trying to bait everybody into don't take the bait. They're clever SOBs. I'll give them that. But don't take the bait. We are cleverer. Don't take the bait on it. They're going after Social Security, going after retirees who collect Social Security. They're going after everybody. When we come back, I'm going to play a Trey Gowdy explaining due process where it concerns lists, watch lists, and the like. Our sponsor this quarter hour of our program, it's Casper Mattress. I'm going to tell you something. I told you yesterday how our AC was out. It went out last night, which was horrible when it's like 97 degrees in Texas, and at night it's like 91 degrees. And luckily, we were able to get it fixed, but it still took all night for the house to cool down. And I was so thankful for my Casper mattress, because Casper is structured purposefully with the design to keep you cool throughout the night. It is the way that it's constructed, the two high-tech foams where you're guaranteed support. It's also breathable. It's not unlike any other mattress out there. It allows air to circulate. Time magazine named Casper mattress as one of the best inventions of 2015. Now, when you order your Casper and upgrade yourself, Casper ships for free in a box so small you're not even going to believe it holds a mattress. It makes it super easy to get it from your front door to your bedroom. Skip the middleman and the higher prices caused by overhead of mattress stores and order from Casper. They're the only people that allow you to try your mattress in your home for 100 nights with no risk. And if you don't love it, they'll just come by, pick it up, and refund you every dime back. So upgrade and discover Casper. I love my Casper. Try it in your home for 100 nights. Free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code DREAM for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com. Code DREAM. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dina Show.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-872-5455 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-872-5455 or harvestright.com.
Jay Steinfeld started Blinds.com 20 years ago with the simple mission of making the complex process of installing new custom blinds simple. Jay's personal commitment to serve every customer is the true heartbeat of Blinds.com, where picking out new custom blinds isn't just easy, it's empowering. And with summer right around the corner, Blinds.com is also the place to find roller and solar shades. They'll walk you through the selection, measuring, and installation every step of the way. and you get your very own design consultation for free. You want samples? Free. Shipping also free. You get all of this for up to 30% less than what you pay at a big retail store. And with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee, there's no way you can get this wrong. Plus a site-wide 20% discount on their entire selection just for listeners of this program now through June 30th when you use promo code Dana. Go to Blinds.com and use promo code Dana for your 20% discount before June 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Dana, 20% discount.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Ooh. Ooh.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
I said something to Kane that made him laugh, but I can't say it on air. Nothing in that is like FCC prohibitable. Nothing in there is.
That's debatable.
I know, I'm just saying. I really like, Marty liked it, as we contemplate his hazing. Marty liked it.
Yeah, he verbally
It's not
cringed.
In good taste.
He verbally cringed.
I never owned perfect taste. You know, I'm imperfect. I try. But I saw some more, I saw more pictures of the Vox people. Have you seen what the people who work at Vox, what they look like? Have you seen, like, I saw some dude tweet, like, these are the people that work at Vox. This is, and all of these dudes, they all look like they just extricated their head from a jar of Vaseline. They all, their hair is greasy and nasty, and they're all these white trust fund socialists. Their hair's plastered to the head. They have these expressions. You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell if just stupid or high. They look like that. Like, that's the sound that embodies their expression. Do you work for Vox? Oh, you must work for Vox. That. They look ridiculous. I could, the one dude who with the crooked bow tie and dirty smudged glasses with his hair plastered to his head, who was saying that he thinks the president should unilaterally bar legal purchase by firearms, I could, I'm not saying I would because I'm not a violent person. I mean, I'm a lover, not a fighter most of the time. But I could, if it were illegal, not that I would, but I could snap him like a twig, like
poop
like that.
Oh, you could kick the grease off his head.
The rare steak that I had, I could use his forearm to pick it out from between my teeth. It is that skinny.
Mm.
I know. Like when I feel like I can beat you in an arm wrestling competition, that, I mean, that's how skinny the dude is. I know in my mind I'm 6'5 and, you know, 250. But this dude is, you saw King. You saw him.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion. And I love some of the responses to the Vox tweet, which is, oh, yeah, I'd love to have him come and try and confiscate my guns. Please. Please, right? Please send him along.
And before you think I'm mean, which I'm not, and if you think I'm, oh, that Dana is making fun of how this man looks. Yes, I am. Because if you are talking about removing from me a right, my right to self-defense, my right to equal self-defense, that's pretty discourteous. And so my response of mocking his appearance is in no way even remotely close to the level of discourteousness as demonstrated by this guy trying to make me a victim by stripping from me my rights. So there you have that explanation. Like, I could kick him and he'd die. That's how, like, how fragile he looks. I'm surprised he couldn't even shoulder an AR-15. The other guy cried because he said it bruised his shoulder.
Again,
he
I
got
call
PTSD.
BS.
It was so bad.
I call BS on that story. There's no way.
Yeah, it. By the way, did you guys know this too? A gun store in Orlando tried to warn police. They tried to warn the FBI. They denied because apparently Omar Mateen tried to buy from this gun store, and this gun store said that they were suspicious of him, and they alerted the PD. What?
And then action was taken, right? And this was all prevented?
Swift action was no.
Oh.
Much in the way Sheriff Dupnik was too busy shining his boots, all hat and no cattle, Sheriff Dupnik, down in Tucson, when they were tipping him off about Jared Loughner, and he didn't do nothing. This is audio of Trey Gowdy. This is good audio, where he is explaining the difference. He's talking about due process, and he's explaining it with regards to this no-fly list. We got time for this? We got time for this. Audio summit 21.
Let me ask you another question about the terrorism list. What process is afforded a U.S. citizen, not someone who's overstayed a visa, not someone who crossed a border without permission, but an American citizen, what process is currently afforded an American citizen before they go on that list?
I'm sorry. There's not a process afforded the citizen prior to getting on the list. There is a process should someone feel they are unduly placed on the
list. Yes, there is. And when I say process, I'm actually using half of the term due process, which is a phrase we find in the Constitution, that you cannot deprive people of certain things without due process. My question is, what process is afforded a United States citizen before that person's constitutional right is infringed? Then he's fine with doing it with the Second Amendment. My question is, how about the first?
And just a little, in just a couple minutes, we'll be right back. I don't want you to go anywhere. 844-344-DANA, because we have Florida Man coming up. We still have a ton of other stuff to get into, including the latest on, did this gun store try to tip off the PD? Keep it here.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements.
Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockster. Bernie Sanders says the political revolution to transform America will continue.
Election days come and go, but political and social revolutions that attempt to transform our society never end.
From his home in Vermont Thursday, Sanders told supporters he'll work with Hillary Clinton to make certain Donald Trump is defeated in November. Meanwhile, Trump's holding a rally in Dallas tonight with protesters being held several blocks away to avoid confrontations like at a similar event in San Jose earlier this month. President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden visited Orlando today, where they met with families of those killed and wounded in the nightclub shooting over the weekend. Resident Tajara Leach says she thinks it was important for the president to come to Orlando.
I love that they came to support what's going on because it's such a tragedy, and it's nice to have the president's support because it shows that they care and they're not just doing it just for press.
Meanwhile, the owner of a gun shop in Florida says Omar Mateen came to his store to buy body armor and 1,000 rounds of ammunition about 5 weeks before the rampage, but was turned down. Robert Abel of Lotus Gunworks in Jensen Beach says he didn't know who the customer was until after the shootings.
We did not know it was Mr. Mateen until after the event, and our salesman recognized this was the gentleman in the store.
Abel said the sale was declined because Mateen raised suspicions by requesting a high grade of body armor typically used by law enforcement. But because no sale was made, the shop didn't check Mateen's ID. It had no name when the FBI was contacted. Mateen bought a handgun and an assault-style rifle at a different shop. A convicted Arkansas killer who escaped while on a work detail has been captured about 5 miles from where he went missing Monday. The 40-year-old convict was caught just after 3 p.m. this afternoon. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, Bill Bennett here to tell you about Augusta Precious Metals. What if you could store your IRA or your 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would, and you can't do that with stocks. But with the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can see them anytime. Free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, enjoys a 98% five-star satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. You can trust Augusta. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call Augusta today, toll-free 1-855-222-5882. That's 1-855-222-5882. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
The co-founder of the powerful Sinaloa drug cartel is back in Mexico after being freed from prison in the United States. Correspondent James Blears has the details from Mexico City.
Hector Palmer Salazar was one of the founders of the Sinaloa drug cartel and its co-leader, along with Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Arrested after a plane crash, he was extradited to the United States in 2007, and after pleading guilty to cocaine trafficking, he was sentenced to 16 years. Credit for his plea, 5 years already served in Mexico, and good behavior brought about his release at the border crossing of Brownsville, but he's still in the custody of Mexican immigration officers. The Mexican Attorney General's office is scouring files to find anything outstanding, but if not, he'll be freed. James Blair's in Mexico.
Egypt says it's recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the submerged wreckage of Egypt Air Flight 804, where all 66 people aboard died in May. More on these stories at townhall.com. A British lawmaker was stabbed and shot to death Thursday in a small town she represents, a tragedy that brought to a standstill the fierce campaign over whether Britain should leave the European Union. Acting Chief Constable Dee Collins of the West Yorkshire Police Department says officers arrested a suspect and recovered weapons after the murder of MP Joe Cox.
There is a large and significant crime scene, and then there is a large police presence in the area. A full investigation is underway to establish the motive for this attack.
Authorities aren't speculating if the attack is related to the upcoming Brexit vote June 23rd. Russia will learn tomorrow if its track and field athletes will be allowed to compete in the Rio de Janeiro Olympics as more damning evidence of doping irregularities pour in. And Andrew Landry sits atop the leaderboard after play was suspended the third and final time at the U.S. Open due to weather at Oakmont in Pennsylvania. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
We can ban Rambo-style assault weapons. We can take these weapons of war off our streets. We can also close the terror gap. The FBI should have the authority to block gun sales to anyone they believe is a terrorist. If someone cannot get on an airplane because the FBI is concerned they might be plotting to do harm against Americans, then they shouldn't be able to walk into a store and buy a Rambo-style assault weapon.
I think somebody bet her. Like, hey, like, I bet you $20 if you get all of these buzzwords in. She was like, all right. She went out there and did it. You know, I guess you can tell that, I mean, her genetics are really strong. Because here she is, all these generations later, after her family members rounded up my family members in Georgia and sent them on the trail of genocide. And here she's still wanting to disarm people. Just like her family disarmed Indians back in the day. I'm just saying. Second hour, Dana Lash, 844-344-DANA. Rambo! There you go. Rambo style weapons. You know, you can go out and get a Rambo style weapon. Rambo weapons. They're super assaulty. Comes with a pipe bomb launcher, a death ray, and it's black. It's totes illegal. Black makes the rate of fire at 11,000 RPMs. Rambo. Man, I just got sweaty talking about it, man. Rambo weapons. Woo-hoo! Do you guys know that an assault weapons ban, it renders any rifle assaulty if it does have that pipe bomb launcher, death ray, and is black? Now, if you get a rifle that's pink, it actually reduces the rate of fire. Mm. I saw it in this documentary once. Mm. But if it's black, it speeds up that rate of fire to literally, get this, 11,000 RPM.
As king of science, I can back that up.
I know, right? I mean, it's like crazy. It's pretty amazing. But yeah, it's super assaulty. And if you add a pipe bomb launcher on it, it's even shootier.
Did the Rambo gun have like a gun or like a knife on it? I remember having one of those.
Had all the knives on it. And I don't know if you remember, the Rambo gun also had, because we are Falconers, the Rambo gun had a little perch, not too, just right there by the scope. It had a little perch right off the rail.
Yeah.
And that's where an eagle that was covered in knives would rest while you were shooting. And you could press a button and it would launch that eagle, and that eagle would just dive bomb and cut somebody all up and fly back and sit on that perch.
Mm.
Now, that was not included in the original assault weapons ban, but the pipe bomb launcher and the death ray, those were.
And that's because it's the Rambo style.
Yeah! Rambo! And you guys
even though this is Rocky, by the way. Not Rambo, but you get the
who
idea.
Who cares?
Right.
Rambo! I mean, you can't walk anywhere that's seen a Rambo gun. Oh, and by the way, it has also has a holder on the side for your bazooka. Now, that also is not included in the assault weapons ban.
They should have put that in there.
And it has two collapsible stocks, not one, because shootier, everybody knows if it has a collapsible stock, oh my gosh, it's not fixed. It's telescoping. What? Super shooty. How they do, man. Telling you. Every day somebody shot up with a Rambo gun. Like 11,000 RPMs. You know, like all the RPMs. All of them. They can't even quantify it anymore. In fact, I heard that some of them fire bullets which spin and fireworks come out of them and they explode, according to Michael Moore. Oh my gosh, can we go back? I gotta find what I was talking to him about. Oh, man. Wait till I share that with you. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. It's crazy. But this is what these people are talking about.
His comments were about how they were against the Geneva Convention, which first he has no clue.
This is what Michael Moore tweeted this the other day. He put down his sandwich and he tweeted, and he got mustard all over his keyboard, I bet. I bet his keyboard's nasty. He's one of those people that eats right on his keyboard. So you know it has, like, crumbs that fell from his slobbering mouth that are stuck between the keys, and, oh, man, nasty. He's probably got, like, I bet he's got crumbs all in his man boobs and that. Anyway, he tweeted, ammo used in AR-15 M16 is banned by Geneva Convention. It enters the body, and it spins and explodes. Show the crime scene photos, and the NRA is over, sandwiches. So... It's literally called the 5.56 NATO round. Which that? It's called a NATO round, you moron. It's called a NATO round. Why is it called a NATO round? Because it's used by NATO countries. I'm going to Sam Kinison here in a minute. Move to where the food is! Standard load is 5.56. It's a NATO round. And it's Geneva compliant. You know, if I want to know about sandwiches, I'll ask Michael Moore. Michael Moore, what's the best sandwich to eat? All right, yeah, I'll tell you this. Whatever sandwich you can get somebody else to pay for, is your sandwich Geneva compliant? He also apparently doesn't know how ammo works. Because according to him, and by the way, ARs, those are .223. According to him, like when the bullet exits the firearm, it goes back, high-fives you, and then goes back and kills somebody. Do you know that?
I had no idea.
I know. You gotta tape it with slow-mo. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise you'd miss it. You didn't know that?
Mm. I had no clue.
No. I know. So, I mean, people like Michael Moore, yeah, I don't know. I was going to say something mean, and I'm trying to be nice. I'm really going back and forth between it right now, really hard. Maybe he's angry because he has back pain.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Am I being mean? I don't consider it mean to mock someone when they're trying to strip you of your rights and make you a victim. I don't consider that mean. I mean, if we're going to talk about courtesy, you know, making me a victim of a terror attack or a murder because I can't defend myself, that seems pretty discourteous. You know what I'm saying? Particularly when you're using... when you're using lies to do it,
right.
That's pretty discourteous. You know what I'm saying? Might as well just stab me right now. Go just,
but
you know,
don't
backstab me, front stab me.
But as a doctor, you're recognizing the possibility of back pain.
Yeah, as a doctor, I can look at him and I can see his anger comes from intense back pain.
So, I mean, you're practically saying a bra would help him out. probably.
Oh, much.
Yeah.
I mean, he can go. I mean, and you know what? He could just go to Kohl's and even get your just regular over-the-counter boulder holder. But
right.
He could also go and have one, you know, just one that's made for him.
Yeah.
Specifically for his needs.
Sporty.
Yeah, because I'm assuming he's got back hair, and he probably didn't want, like, a strap to get caught up in all that business. So,
probably sporty.
You know. Yeah, I'm just saying. It's not mean. I'm being helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a need and filling a need.
Medical,
I'm serving.
Your
I'm simply serving.
Recommendation.
And
medical.
I identify as a doctor.
Yeah, that's what it
that's
is.
Right. Speaking of identifying, women, third wave feminists, made a first step in getting the equality that they say that they don't have. The Senate has overwhelmingly voted to require women to register for the draft. And I think this goes back down to the House. New York Times reported that the Senate voted to require women to register for the draft when they turn 18, just like men, since now the Pentagon has cleared for them to take on combat positions. The new provision passed the Senate 85-13. Still far from becoming law, though, but it's pretty, I mean, that's, you know, they wanted equality, so there you go. Now you can't have dudes like I identify as a girl and try to avoid combat. That's not going to work either. Amazing. That is amazing, though. It's time for Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
A man tried to blow up a propane tank after an argument about whether the earth is flat. This from Mediaite. A Canadian man is wanted by the police. I didn't think that they ever did anything like this. Like, they always apologize for everything, right? But he's in trouble with the popo because he allegedly threw a propane tank into a fire after he got into a heated argument with his son's girlfriend over whether or not the earth was flat. CTV News reports that police say the argument broke out among three family members who were sitting around a campfire at St. Lawrence Park in Brockville, Ontario on Monday. A woman refused to back down from her assertion that the earth is flat. And her attitude ultimately pushed her boyfriend's father over the edge. After attempting to drop several truth bombs about the shape of the planet, the 56-year-old man started to drop a real bomb, throwing items into the fire, including a propane tank. The authorities said in a statement neither party would change their views.
Are we still dealing with this as a debatable topic? I mean, I think we all have the science on it. We know that there's...
Do
not...
we, though? Do we?
Pretty...
AR-15s are flying off the shelves. This according to Fox Business. Since Orlando, Adventure Outdoors, a number of other shops have noticed that AR-15s are, the best salesperson for firearms is the Democrat Party and this president. They're not going to be, as somebody said, what was it, CBS had tweeted, oh, we were able to go and buy this AR-15 for like $1,300 in 30 minutes. And I was like, dude, you overpaid. Because, I mean, you can't. I mean, under like what? Maybe for 500 now because they're so. I mean, they're commonly owned. That's the whole. Oh my gosh, these people are so stupid. Moving on down the line, this is. Oh, here we go. Daily Caller. 7-year-old boy, and I just want to point out that this is a black child. Which where are Black Lives Matter people? 7-year-old boy, Josiah Green from Virginia attends Douglas Park Elementary School. He had two squirt guns. He had two squirt guns, a little water pistol, and one little Nerf gun. 7 years old, he took them to school. They were in his pockets. He wasn't aiming them at anything. And school officials have threatened that her son now faces, have threatened him with permanent expulsion because of this. Because of this. 10-day suspension for a water gun and a Nerf gun. And now they're saying that he may not ever be able to come back to school. Yeah. Right? Unreal. These people are so crazy. This is so crazy. And then the body of the 2-year-old boy who was snatched by the alligator was found intact yesterday. According to the sheriff's department, dive teams recovered the body of the 2-year-old who was dragged into a lagoon in Disney World by an alligator. They said the body was completely intact, and they said it was in water about roughly 6 feet deep, 10 to 15 yards from the edge of the lagoon. And they identified the boy's 2-year-old Lane Graves. So unbelievably sad that this happened. I hope people lay off this family because, you know, have you seen the beach around it was real sandy and you have like a water. It is probably pretty amazing to think that there are even alligators in there, you know? I mean, because you're at Disney World, you know what I mean? It's like you wouldn't think that. So people need to lay off going after this family. They're going to kick themselves more than the public ever will.
Yeah, no kidding.
So knock it off. All right. So this, just a couple, because I've seen a couple of people on my Facebook page that are like, this family. I'm like, knock it off. Don't do that. USCCA is our sponsor this quarter hour, and this is the United States Concealed Carry Association, of which I'm a member. This is a great group. And do you know what you would do if you ever found yourself having to use your firearm to save your life or the life of your family? Do you know with 100% confidence what you would do after? Now, you know what you would do before, because we all take training, right? And you went and you did your concealed carry classes and all that stuff. But what about after the police arrive? This gets into some legal aspects. Knowing what to say and what not to say, that can mean the difference between spending the night in the jail cell and getting to kiss your kids good night when they go to sleep. Go to protectanddefend.com today. Get your copy of the USCCA's free guide. That will reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. That's protectanddefend.com, and that guide's called The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive from the USCCA at protectanddefend.com.
Dina Show.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DREAM for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DREAM, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205 or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Exploring all of these issues from flyover perspective. The fight between flyover, East Coast, West Coast, the Beltway, the politicians. All of that explored in this book on every single issue. Gun control, abortion, euthanasia, everything. Immigration, everything. All there. It's out next Tuesday. And if you pre-order now at DanaRadio.com, you will get a signed free poster to go along with it. Check the calendar section to see when I'm going to be in a city near you. The American Civil Liberties Union has been challenging these watch lists in court, saying that they're depriving people of rights. They've been trying to even find out what the criteria was to either be added to the no-fly or the selectee list. Which is, I mean, basically the same thing. Teddy Kennedy was added to the selectee list. He had to go, he was barred at first, and he had to go undergo all the screening because some terrorist, a suspected terrorist, was using the alias T. Kennedy. Right? That's how it is. The ACLU, via Laura Murphy, director of the Washington Legislative Office, says in an op-ed, "We write today about the use of terror watch lists to screen gun purchases. The ACLU believes that the current terror watch list process is deeply flawed. Evidence from numerous government reports document ill-designed and inaccurate lists with serious inadequacies in the process for placing and removing individuals from the list. Even worse, the lists are shrouded in secrecy. Who is on the list? The standard for placement on the list? And the requirements for removal from the list are all secret. Given these problems, we do not believe that anyone should be deprived of the right to purchase a firearm or the right to fly or any other benefit of membership in civil society based solely on placement on a watch list." And you realize that under the federal gun laws that we have now, and this has been the way it has been since mid-90s, the NICS system, National Instant Criminal Background Check System, you're flagged if you are already on the watch list. You're already flagged. You can't just go and, like, secretly buy something. You can't just go, you make a legal purchase and you're flagged. But see, people will behave in ways that aren't legal because they're criminals. I mean, this is how it always has been. This is a Soviet-style list for which Democrats are fighting. And it's amazing to me how they're there. They say they're there for the gay community when they need a cake, but I'll be damned when they need someone help to defend them against terrorists. Those people are nowhere to be found. Keep it here. Back in just a minute.
Show.
We all know that carrying a lot of credit card debt is a hassle. You're constantly managing multiple payments. And if you miss one, your interest rates may go up. Avant can help you take control by consolidating credit card debt with an unsecured personal loan. You'll make just one fixed payment a month. Simply go to AvantOffer.com and check your rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code Dana. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code Dana.
Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, We are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot, Thursdays at 6 p.m.
Here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Audio soundbite 18, please.
As I said before, I think some of it is rooted in what I believe to be a misunderstanding over the nature of the Second Amendment. It's not an absolute right. It comes with responsibilities and conditions. I think a lot of it is a misunderstanding about the data that suggests, you know, state by state, community by community, that if you have tougher gun laws that keep guns out of the hands of criminals or prevent these powerful military-style assault weapons from flowing through your streets, you're going to have less level of gun homicide.
Senator Chris Murphy, he's leading that filibuster last night. He's trying to invoke Scalia wrongly, and I'm going to explain that in a moment, by saying that the Second Amendment is not an absolute right. Here's the fun thing. And again, I have so much goodies and goodness over at DanaRadio.com for you. I took issue with this just a couple of days ago with Dahlia Lithwick over at Slate, who was trying to argue. She was misinterpreting Scalia's opinion where it concerned firearms and 2A and Heller. She said that everyone always wants to focus on, well, the Second Amendment, you know, it's not an unlimited right. The Second Amendment, it's not an absolute right. Well, actually, it is. And here's the thing. People want to cherry pick what Scalia said. They want to cherry pick what he said when he in the Heller decision. He delivered the opinion of the court. And in that, he wrote, and this is an excerpt, not cherry picked. This gives you the full scope of what he was talking about. He says, like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. From Blackstone through the 19th century cases, commentators and courts routinely explained that the right was not a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever and for whatever purpose. For example, the majority of the 19th century courts to consider the question held that prohibitions on carrying concealed weapons were lawful under the Second Amendment in different states. Although we do not undertake an exhaustive historical analysis today of the full scope of the Second Amendment, this is what he's talking about. Nothing in our opinion should be taken to cast doubt on longstanding prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons and the mentally ill, or laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings, etc. I want to pause here because, see, he's talking about being deprived by your action or your medical or mental situation. That is what he means when he says it's not unlimited. If your behavior, if you of your own free will choose to commit a crime so egregious that the punishment is that you lose your Second Amendment rights, no, it's not unlimited because you made a choice to forfeit your rights for that crime. If you are mentally ill, incapacitated, unable to carry, like Adam Lanza, he says, no, it's not unlimited. And we have processes in which you can be mentally adjudicated. And there are laws where you can't carry in certain government buildings. That is what he is speaking of. But some of these people, including Senator Chris Murphy, don't They don't possess the intelligence for higher level of reading comprehension to fully appreciate Scalia's meaning. Nor have they read the full decision as I have. Scalia continues and says, we also recognize another important limitation of the right to keep and carry arms. Miller said, as we have explained, that the sorts of weapons protected were those, quote, in common use at the time. We think that limitation is fairly supported by the historical tradition of prohibiting the carrying of, quote, dangerous and unusual weapons. I'll pause here again. He's specifically talking about colonial affrighting. Now, affrighting was something that each of the colonies had a law on. I've cited this heavily in my book, Hands Off My Gun. Affrighting is the brandish with malicious intent, with the intent to intimidate, with the intent to threaten. And by unusual weapons, they were not talking about common use firearms of the time. They were talking about, like, for instance, like something on an axe head that you could swing or something. I mean, just crazy stuff. Not common use. He continues. He says, it may be objected that if weapons that are most useful in military service, M16 rifles and the like, may be banned, then the Second Amendment right is completely detached from the prefatory clause. But as we have said, the conception of the militia at the time of the Second Amendment's ratification, all citizens capable of military service who would bring the sorts of lawful weapons that they possessed at home to militia duty. And it may well be true today that a militia, to be as effective as militias in the 18th century, would require sophisticated arms that are highly unusual in society at large. Indeed, it may be true that no amount of small arms could be useful against modern-day bombers and tanks, but the fact that modern developments have limited the degree of fit between the prefatory clause and the protected right cannot change our interpretation of the right. The firearms, and that was the, that is understanding Scalia. So they are correct in their butchered interpretation. The firearms that you see these anti-Second Amendments advocates discuss, they, all the ones that they discuss banning, and they try to justify doing so by either ignorantly or purposefully butchering Heller, these are all common use. Now, the colonial era of fighting, they write that what limitations upon the right to bear arms are permissible? This is Scalia's discussion of colonial-era affrighting. He says some undoubtedly are because there were some that were acknowledged at the time. For example, there was a tort called affrighting, which if you carried around a really horrible weapon just to scare people, like a head axe or something, that was, I believe, a misdemeanor. So, yes, there are some limitations that can be opposed. He's specifically talking about affrighting, and yet that it's inapplicable to commonly held firearms that gun control advocates today want to ban. It's a ridiculously odd a lot. Logical claim to say that he's for Lithwick or for Murphy or anyone else to argue such. Brandishing, by the way, is a felony in most states. Brandishing suggests intimidation, and that's applicable to common use firearms. So there's where Chris Murphy is wrong. That's where he is not just wrong, but dangerously wrong. This is the right is a right to say that it is unlimited. It is unlimited by choice. It is unlimited by choice or mental situation. It is unlimited because you choose to commit a crime so heinous that it is that you are forfeiting your right to carry. Or if you are so mentally disturbed that you cannot be trusted, you are a danger to yourself and your fellow man, you can be adjudicated mentally unfit and barred from carry. That is what Scalia is discussing in his opinion that he delivered for the court on Heller. And so the next time some of these people like Senator Chris Murphy or some of these desk jockeys like Dahlia Lithwick or others, they want to attempt to butcher what Scalia wrote in Heller, please remember that there are some of us who, for us, this issue is more than just a column in USA Today. It's more than just a column in New York Daily News. It's more than just a check that we get from some anti-gun lobbyist. For some of us, this is the method by which we keep our families safe because we can't afford the kind of swanky security that Chris Murphy can afford or the employer of Lithwick or others can afford. We are our own first responders. We take the safety of our families into our own capable hands. And so for us, this is an issue of life and death. For us, this is an issue of making sure that we are protected if someone tries to commit violence upon us, because no one else is going to be there in those first initial seconds, first initial minutes to stand in the gap but us. And so the next time they decide to butcher Scalia, the next time they decide to butcher the intent of the opinion that was delivered by the court via Scalia and Heller, I suggest they read the whole damn thing. And I suggest that they utilize reading comprehension beyond that of just a dolphin. I suggest that they actually apply their minds to what he was discussing and realize that this is a natural right, one that cannot be abridged by government, one that many, including myself, would argue has already been too far abridged by government, and one that is not going away. And Chris Murphy can lead every single filibuster that he wants to, but the longest filibuster that has ever been undertaken, and the filibuster that is still going strong today, was there last night, and it exists still when we all woke up this morning, and that is the Second Amendment in the Constitution, so we win. 844-344-DANA is the number to join the program. We're going to be working your calls in shortly as well. Our sponsor for this quarter hour of our program, our friends at Blinds.com. And in this summer heat, in the just absolutely unmerciful sun, your utility bills, I'm sure, are skyrocketing. I know that now, particularly, our AC is cranking. You need help in controlling those rays, and you can do that with Blinds.com. Get brand new custom blinds, get solar shades, get shutters, which is what I did with Blinds.com. Save yourself 30% of what you would pay in a retail store, and with your service at Blinds.com, get free design consultation that would cost you normally hundreds of dollars, and you would have to go out and get it independently of your service. But with Blinds.com, it's all with it. It's free. You also get free shipping, free samples, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They will walk you through every step. There is no way you're going to get this wrong. And just for listeners of The Dana Show, there's a site-wide 20% discount offered to you now through June 30th whenever you use promo code Dana. So go to Blinds.com, use promo code Dana to get your 20% discount before June 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Dana.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-872-5455 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-872-5455 or harvestright.com.
Jay Steinfeld started Blinds.com 20 years ago with the simple mission of making the complex process of installing new custom blinds simple. Jay's personal commitment to serve every customer is the true heartbeat of Blinds.com, where picking out new custom blinds isn't just easy, it's empowering. And with summer right around the corner, Blinds.com is also the place to find roller and solar shades. They'll walk you through the selection, measuring, and installation every step of the way. And you get your very own design consultation for free. You want samples? Free. Shipping also free. You get all of this for up to 30% less than what you pay at a big retail store. And with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee, there's no way you can get this wrong. Plus a site-wide 20% discount on their entire selection just for listeners of this program now through June 30th when you use promo code Dana. Go to Blinds.com and use promo code Dana for your 20% discount before June 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Dana, 20% discount.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. You pre-order today. Go to DanaRadio.com, and with your pre-order, you'll receive a free signed poster. Excited about this book? Go read all about it. And it drops next Tuesday. It'll be in shelves, on shelves. Pre-order it so you can be the first. And that's the only way to get that free signed poster, by the way, is to pre-order your book. I will not be having them at different events around the country. The only way to get it is to pre-order it. You get a free signed poster with your pre-order. DanaRadio.com. And next week, I'll be in New York next week, and I'll be visiting different areas around the country as well for the book. I'll be in Los Angeles next Saturday. That's the 24th, right? 25th? Afterwards, we'll be hitting a bunch of other places. You can go to DanaRadio.com, watch that calendar section, and that is how you can keep up with everywhere we will be. In the meantime, it's time for Florida Man.
Hey, brother, it's time to check in on Florida Man.
Oh, man. Where to even start today? All right. So, police say, and this is Palm Beach Post, this woman... she got in trouble. I know some people just don't like to be splashed, you know, and you always teach courtesy when you're at the pool, but this lady just, like, went crazy. This was in Clearwater, Florida. A woman was arrested Tuesday after police in Clearwater say she dumped vodka on a boy's eyes after he allegedly splashed water near her at a hotel pool. Rosanna Marie Kaiser of Huntersville, North Carolina, was drunk. And she had been drinking a bottle of vodka while lounging by the pool at the Clearwater Beach Area Hotel pool on Tuesday when several young children began swimming and playing near her, says WFLA. Police say the 23-year-old woman became angry when one of the children, a 7-year-old boy, began to splash water near her. So she opened up her bottle of vodka and poured some of the contents on his face and eyes. She also grabbed him around the chest, pushed him away from her into the pool. When officers arrived on the scene, she kicked one cop in the groin with her heel as he was trying to arrest her. She was charged with child abuse and battery on a law enforcement officer. If I was that kid's mom, oh, I was going to say something mean, but I'm not going to. She has a teeth problem, but I'd have fixed that for her with my fist. That's all I'd have said. That's all I'm going to say. How horrible are these people? Good grief, they're kids. What do you expect? You know, move then. Good heavens. So this, we got a rash of stories about women kicking cops in Florida. Again, Palm Beach Post, a 27-year-old Florida woman is accused of attempting to donkey kick a sheriff's deputy. According to NWF Daily News, Sarah Eileen Willoughby from Navarre was arrested in a van that was pulled over after deputies received a call about a disturbance and reckless driving. When they arrived, they arrested the driver on charges of driving without a valid license. When they searched the vehicle, she was passed out in the back seat, vomit all around her, along with another person who was passed out in the front. They tried to wake him up. They tried to wake them up. Willoughby sat up, tried to leave, told deputies she wanted to kill herself. And after they got her out of the van, deputies went to detain her. And that's when she became violent, kicking and biting and donkey kicking deputies before she got one of them in the leg. She was arrested and charged with battery on an officer and resisting an officer with violence. What's wrong with people? For real. So this Port St. Lucie man, he was talking to the St. Lucie County Sheriff's investigators, Arnold Lazansky. He was talking with investigators because they stopped his pickup truck in Fort Pierce because of a faulty brake light, right? Well, when he was speaking to him, Lazansky, who had his arm in a cast, was energetic and talking with his hands, and that's when a big old giant crack cocaine rock fell straight out of his cast right in front of the cops. So the cops tested the rock, and when the result came back positive, Lazansky told investigators, he goes, well, I thought I'd done got rid of it along with all the others when I first saw you. He was arrested on a charge of cocaine possession. Yeah, I just don't even know, man, you know? Just, you would think, like, he just forgot that he had it in there, I guess? No. Not. That's not. All right. So this is, let's see. I want to get this guy. This Florida man. He's like one of the luckiest Florida men in the world. And he, I'm trying to pull this up. This is KSL. Florida man bitten by a shark. Punched by a monkey twice, struck by lightning, bitten by a snake. Nature has it out for some people, says KSL. Eric Norrie, a man who in his 40 years on Earth has run-ins with monkeys, sharks, rattlesnakes, and the hammer of Thor himself. He's recovering from his latest attack. A shark bit off a chunk of his leg during a spearfishing trip in the Bahamas. But then he used his spearfishing equipment to make a tourniquet on his way to a sandbar. But he's also, in the years prior, he was bitten by a rattlesnake. He spent 2 weeks in intensive care. He almost lost his leg. He spent it while walking at a country club. New York Daily News also reports he was attacked twice by monkeys. And then he was struck by lightning. I don't want to ever be near this guy for anything in the world, ever. Good night. I can't even. This 11-foot dead alligator was found clogging a storm drain in Florida. This is Mashable, and this is nasty. You know this thing had to smell because they had to pull it out with a crane. And, I mean, it is huge, this gator. So an 11-foot alligator, big fat one too, was found in a storm drain near Fort Myers, Florida, after Lee County Public Works Office received complaints about a nasty odor in the area. The alligator had died while it was stuck in the drain. Subsequent blockage had caused the odor the neighbors complained about. Not the rotting gator. Public Works employees posted photos of the animal as they were pulling it out of the drain. They say this is an average size for this typical American alligator. You guys, it's bigger than the people pulling it out. Holy cow. They say twice a year they get calls for gators. They say there are many alligators who live in nearby lakes. This is why you always check a seat before you sit, just FYI. Not like a gator would bust up out of there, but heck, you never know, even in Florida. I cannot believe how big this thing is, and this is an average size. It's fat. Its tail is bigger than me. This is, I'm going to put this in Slack, King, because you and Marty need to see this, because dang. Look at this gator. Click that link and look at this gator. Look at it. This is average.
That's real?
That's real. It is crazy. Third hour on the way, folks, and we got a lot of stuff coming up, including today in stupidity. We're going to go to the phones when we come back. I don't want you to go anywhere. 844-344. Dana is the number. We have that. Oh, and you know what? There's a reason why we have therapy dogs and not therapy cats. Did you guys know that? We'll talk about why. Keep it here.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxford. Donald Trump says he's getting new support.
LGBT is starting to like Donald Trump very much lately, I will tell you.
At a campaign stop in Dallas Thursday night, Trump drew on this weekend's mass shooting at a nightclub in Orlando and the renewed debate on gun violence, saying Hillary Clinton wants to take away the country's Second Amendment rights, but her position on gun control keeps changing.
She's now trying to come back a little bit, but she can't come back because Bernie's over there and others are over there. And actually, Bernie is better on that issue than she is from our standpoint. Maybe we want to run against Bernie.
Trump heads to Houston for a campaign stop on Friday night. Speaking of Sanders, while he's not officially dropped out of the race, in an online message to supporters Thursday night from his home in Vermont, Sanders says he'll work with Clinton to transform the party, adding his political revolution must continue and ensure the defeat of Trump. Responding to the attack that killed 49 people at the Orlando nightclub, the House has repackaged and repassed a series of counterterrorism measures that have been stalled in the Senate.
Not a popular response for those who blame guns. Louisiana Democrat Cedric Richmond.
This is a very impotent response to a very serious problem so that we can repackage, rebrand, and mislead the American people by saying we did something when in fact we did nothing.
Texas Republican Will Hurd.
Banning guns is not going to stop terrorists.
Hurd pushing for a more aggressive war on those responsible.
If we get the right information to the right people at the right time, we'll keep terrorists off our shores and on the run.
Before being elected to the House, Hurd conducted counterterrorism operations with the CIA.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Cleveland cruised past Golden State Thursday night, 115-101. That forces a decisive Game 7 in the NBA playoffs. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, Bill Bennett here to tell you about Augusta Precious Metals. What if you could store your IRA or your 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would, and you can't do that with stocks. But with the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can see them anytime. Free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, enjoys a 98% five-star satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. You can trust Augusta. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call Augusta today, toll-free 1-855-222-5882. That's 1-855-222-5882. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
Oregon transportation officials want federal rail authorities to suspend crude oil trains in the Pacific Northwest's Columbia River Gorge until there's a better understanding of what caused a fiery derailment this month.
Oregon State Department of Transportation officials presented their concerns at a meeting in Hood River and made public a letter to the Federal Rail Administration asking for a moratorium on oil-only trains in Oregon. The letter expresses concern about lag bolts, a type of fastener used on a curved section of track to attach the rail to the rail tie. Union Pacific has said a failure of the bolts caused the June 3rd derailment. More than 12 of the 96 oil cars derailed, sparking a fire and forcing evacuations. No one was injured. Keith Peters reporting.
Philadelphia has become the first major American city with a soda tax, city council giving final approval Thursday to a 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sugary and diet beverages. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Officials say fire lines are holding in the fight against a blaze threatening several communities with thousands of residents in east-central Arizona. Forest Service Fire Management Officer Rocky Gilbert says the fire burning in the Sholo area of east-central Arizona is being fought on the ground and by air.
We've had heavy helicopters working with them to support the folks on the ground. There's been a lot of reconnaissance going on to try to figure out exactly how to put together the big picture and the box that we're hoping to keep this fire within.
Officials say winds on Thursday had slowed from Wednesday when the fire broke out and grew quickly. The fires charred over 13 square miles, including areas ignited by firefighters to deprive the fire of fuel. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, will attend a United Nations meeting on peacekeeping Friday. It'll be a follow-up to President Obama's 2015 Leaders Summit on peacekeeping. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
If you are not considered safe enough to be allowed to fly or go hunting, why are you living next door to me? Why do we... I'm serious. If we believe someone is a terrorist, why don't we indict him?
That's the question. That is the question. I mean, that's where we are. Good heavens. Third hour of the program. 844-344-DANA. You know, this... That's going to be the big, that is the big question. Like, how on earth, and particularly when we know this guy, his investigation should not have been wrapped up. It should not have wrapped up. Not at all. We have Today in Stupidity coming up, but I do want to go to the phones here shortly. 844-344-DANA is the number. Because due process is, that's what's under debate. See, here's the thing. Back in 2013, when they had this dude under investigation, it ended over political correctness, and they assumed, well, because he doesn't have an affiliation with a terror group, yes, he wants to martyr himself. It's all right. It's all right. I don't know why there are some people who are comfortable with the government being able to create a secret list where you don't know the criteria of getting on it. You have no legal recourse to get off of it. There's no judicial oversight, and that's and it's used against you. I wonder if those same people under a Republican president and Republican administration would still feel good about having that same list. What do you think? Or do you think that they're just fine with it right now because a Democrat president's in the White House? Isn't that the million-dollar question? They're just fine with it because it's a million because it's a Democrat president, and they think what? Okay, so imagine a Republican president that can just, you know, arbitrarily put you on the list, but because to them, simple suspicion is now equal to that of conviction. Hmm? This is no open explanation how you got on the list, no due process, none of it. None of it. This, there's a lot of really good takes on this as well. You have a no-fly list. There's over 40,000 names on it. The terrorist watch list has more than a million names on it. We don't even actually know the number of people on the terror watch list. We have no idea. No idea. Don't you think that's kind of scary that we have no clue? And the thing is, and this was a great point made by the Federalist, the no-fly list and the terror watch list, it was never meant as a tool of adjudication. It was never meant to adjudicate individual rights. Ever. This is not a good vehicle for that. They do not have any of the safeguards in play that Americans need to make sure that they're owed from government to make sure that they and their rights are protected. Now, the Federalist says Democrats are still falsely conflating the no-fly list with the terror watch list. True. The no-fly list isn't the same thing as the terror watch list. The no-fly list, that's the one that has about 40,000 names on it, many of which are not U.S. citizens. But the terrorist watch list, we don't even know how many. We think over a million. The Democrats are pushing legislation that relies on a similar explanation, similar definition to what was used to create the terror watch list. And the proposed ban that they have, they want to create an anti-gun list. They don't work for a government that doesn't have to tell you if you're on it. I mean, they don't even have to tell you if you're denied purchase. You just get in trouble when you try. But here's the thing. The NICS system, it already flags. If you're on the terror watch list, it's already flagged. During the time, if Omar Mateen, and that was the first mistake, he should not have been just under a criminal investigation. He should have been under a terrorist investigation. He would have been flagged because there are different protocols and different agencies that do this. I was talking to former CIA Mike Baker yesterday on this issue. He would have been flagged immediately. He would not have been able to make a legal purchase during the time that the FBI was investigating him, or he was under investigation 10 months in 2013. They ended it because of political correctness. We discussed this yesterday. If the investigation had been conducted by the proper agencies in the proper protocol and had actually not been ended because of, literally, it was because of political correctness. They actually determined that he did intend to martyr himself at some point, but they just thought it wasn't a big deal because he wasn't affiliated with a group. Their own documents. Take it up with them. He would have been flagged. The NICS flags on terror watch lists. So that already exists. You're talking about a law that's already in existence. That's already in existence, period. And here's the thing. Even if Democrats got everything they wanted with a gun sales ban, it would not have stopped Omar Mateen because they screwed up the investigation. They took him off the list. These are the same people that said stop and frisk was unconstitutional, but this is totally constitutional. Don't you think that that's ironic? They wanted New York. They wanted it. They wanted to end stop and frisk because they said it was infringing on people's rights, and that it was completely, I mean, they said it was unconstitutional. It infringes on rights. Oh, but this is totally okay. And every time Democrats respond to terrorism, it's always with banning guns. Always. But they won't do anything about the border. 9/11 terrorists wouldn't have been in the country had we actually been dealing with immigration properly. They were here on expired visas, like super expired visas. And it would have been discovered because one of them was pulled over 2 weeks before the terror attack for a traffic violation. But see, none of the agencies, the Patriot Act was supposed to solve that, for which I was against it in the first place, because the watch list and all of that were created through that. It was a direct result of the Patriot Act, and I've always been against it from the get-go. But that's how you handle that situation. Let's go to the phones. We got Earl out in Indianapolis, WIBC. Earl, welcome to the program. Thank you for calling in today, sir.
Yeah, thank you, man, for taking the call.
Yeah.
Okay, question is, President wants to take our pistols and rifles and give nukes to our worst enemies.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I know, I'm pretty sure there weren't any background checks with the Iran deal, nor were there any.
I'm positive.
To be armed. Pretty sure, you know, I'm sure of that. And then, of course, don't forget about the arms deals that were greenlit by Hillary Clinton to Saudi Arabia and these other Arab countries. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they did background checks there, Errol. Sure they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in, my friend. Thank you. Yeah, this, we got Robert calling out of beautiful Miami, Florida. Robert, welcome to Online 2. Robert, welcome to the program. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Thank you very much, Dana. You know, you made a great point, what you just said now. I wanted to make two quick points.
Sure.
It's funny how the Democrats think that somebody under federal investigation shouldn't be able to own a gun. This was at the beginning, before the whole no-fly list, terrorist watch list thing. They said that, hey, you know, he's under federal investigation. He shouldn't own a gun. But I guess it's okay to be under federal investigation and be the nominee of the Democratic Party, right?
Boom. Boom. Yes, that's it. That's it. Yeah,
no,
maybe we should.
It's just incredible. Go ahead, Dana. I'm sorry.
No, I was like, you know, you're totally fine. You made a great point. Maybe people who are under FBI investigation shouldn't be able to run for president. That's a good point.
Exactly. I mean, nobody's really making that point. I don't know why. But another thing was the death of that British lawmaker. I don't condone, what happened to her.
Right.
But I know that she was pro, you know, not pro-Islam, but, you know, she wasn't against the immigration of the Syrian refugees. What I think is happening with the mayor of London just banning the ads and, you know, it's for his daughters and insecurity. No, it's pre-Sharia law that he's trying to impose. And I think the Brits are getting tired of it already. And what happened with the death of that lawmaker, he said Britain first. They're getting tired of it. And now they're actually starting to do something about it.
Yeah, that's a very good point to make as well. And because people over there, I mean, in Britain, there are areas in Luton. There's a whole documentary on Luton and how radical Islamic fundamentalism over there has just taken over the entire town. A really good documentary.
I've seen
it. Done a couple of years. Yeah. It was done a couple of years ago on it. I mean, it's they're losing their country.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, they're losing it. And, I mean, not just them. I mean, if you look at the fertility rate in all of Europe, pretty much, I mean, pretty soon in the next 50 years, it's not going to be a European nation anymore.
Absolutely right. It's not going to be. And then the open borders of the EU, which is what a lot of the people who are pushing for Brexit and they're wanting the UK to get out of the EU. That's one of the biggest reasons, because that's one of the reasons contributing to the influx of the refugees in that area as well. I mean, nobody can keep a handle on their country, on their borders, on anything. It's sad. But you made a great point,
exactly.
Robert. I love the point about Hillary, though. God bless you, my friend. I appreciate you calling in with that. All right, let's kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's quick five.
Well, this seems really freaky, guys. This is WTVR. An 11-year-old girl got in trouble with her mom, right? She was caught smoking, and her mom grounded her. An argument broke out between mother and daughter, but that's when detectives said things calmed down for a bit, and then the mom went to bed. And that, police said, is when the daughter grabbed a butcher knife from the kitchen. The 11-year-old daughter. She walked to the room where her mother was, made a statement to the mother about how she wished she would die, and that's when the 30-year-old mother called 911. So the daughter said that she never cut or stabbed her. She did push her, and that was it. 11. Some kids don't get beat enough, right? That you'd be out of my house, and that'd be the end of it. I don't play. That would be the end of it. You'd be gone, daddy, gone. That's what it would be. Holy cow, 11! Goodness.
It's understandable why some in the wild eat their young.
Oh, my gosh, really? Oh, that's true, though. This is a really unbelievable story. WNCT. So this woman, this is in Concord, North Carolina, Rebecca Hayes, she parked at a Harris Teeter in Concord, and she walked outside to find a note left on her car because she had parked in, you know how they have parking spaces dedicated to veterans? Well, she had parked in a spot that was dedicated to a veteran, and someone left a note on her car that said, "This parking is for veterans, lady. Learn to read and have some respect." So she wrote, responded to the note, put it on Facebook. It's gone viral. Her note says, "To the person who left this note on my windshield today at the Cottle Creek Harris Teeter in Concord, North Carolina, I know I parked in one of the veteran parking spaces today. It was hot. I had been in and out of my car several times already this afternoon, and I was only going to be a minute. Besides, the parking lot was full, so I just did it. It was the first time, and I won't do it again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you can't see my 8 years of service in the United States Navy. I'm sorry that your narrow, misogynistic worldview can't conceive of the fact that there are female veterans. I'm sorry that I have to explain myself to people like you. Mostly, I'm sorry that we didn't get a chance to have this conversation face-to-face and that you didn't have the integrity and intestinal fortitude to identify yourself qualities and the military that the military emphasizes. Which leads to one question. I served. Did you? That's what this is what it sounds like just in one, this is this note in just one sonic bite. That's what that sounded like. Holy cow. Man, yeah, people don't be judging to, you know, jump into, you know, make assumptions on people. Dang. Good for her, though. All right, golly, right? That stung. I got to hear it again. Oh! Our sponsor for this quarter hour of our program, Avant. They make it easy for hardworking people. Sometimes banks, they don't make it fast and easy, right? And we all know, you know what it's like, carrying credit card debt. That's a hassle because you're managing a ton of different payments. You miss one of them, then your rates are going to go up. Avant can help you out, though. They can help you take control. They can consolidate your credit card debt with an unsecured personal loan. You have one loan. You make one fixed payment a month. All you do is go to avantoffer.com to check your rate, and you can do that risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter promo code Dana. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code Dana.
Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Dana Show on...
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-872-5455 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-872-5455 or harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
It's happening. Dana's on it.
It's out. It's out. It's out.
The Dana Show.
So yesterday when I was talking about the alligator signs that were on the lake, remember how I said there are two lakes that are connected by a little channel? So the alligator signs are on the other lake, but they're not on that other side of the lake. The signs that are on the other side of the lake say steep, drop off, deep water, no swimming. And then the little white wooden signs that have the little green alligator and the green and yellow trim, those signs are all with no swimming signs are on the other lake that's connected by a channel, but it's all part of the same resort.
But there was no swimming signs up.
Well, it says, well, yes, there was no swimming. It said steep drop off, deep water, no swimming.
Right. So.
But still.
I mean, it's a harsh consequence to ignore a sign like that.
Well,
but man,
he was just wading in the water. He wasn't swimming in it.
And like you said, the backlash on the family about this is just so not productive.
So when you, well, and here's what's confusing. So when you look at the beach area, there's a beach area here of the Grand Floridian Resort.
Yeah.
There are umbrellas out here, all kinds of stuff. I'm not saying like Disney's culpable or anything, but it's a beach area, and it goes right into the water like a beach does. If this family's landlocked, they're from, like, where were they from? Like, Wisconsin or Nebraska,
yeah, something
or something.
Like
they're not by a beach. So this little boy's on sand. You know how kids are with sand. They're like, this is the coolest thing ever. When you're on a beach, what's the kid want to do? They want to run by where the water is, don't they?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he waded in there. That's all he did. He waded in the water. You can't, and when you see this beach area, too, I mean, it's like the white Florida sand, and then there's the water right there. It legitimately, even if it says no swimming, and I don't know how the signs are posted right there, it's kind of inviting.
Remember, we said it was 9:30 at night. I mean, it's tough to see signs at that point.
I mean, it looks kind of inviting, you know? I mean, and they have the outdoor eating area right there and all that stuff. I mean, sometimes things are just accidents, you know? I just wish that all the people going after this family would offer them a prayer instead of a harsh word. You know, that's the thing. Oh, and then there's been all these great white shark sightings off California. We're going to talk about that. Plus, guess what? We have this audio for you. This is pretty unbelievable. This just happened on MSNBC. The communications director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence says that none of the Dem proposals would have worked in Orlando. Keep it here. Picture this. You're on your way to your bed when you stop to check on your daughter. You peer into her room to make sure that she's safe and sound, thinking to yourself that you do anything to protect her and knowing that this innocent little life rests in your hands. And that's when it hits you. What would you do if you ever found yourself in a life-threatening situation that not only put your life on the line, but hers as well? You are her first line of defense and the one she's counting on to keep safe. Can you say with 100% confidence that you know exactly what to do after you're forced to draw your firearm in self-defense? Would you know what to expect when the police arrive? Knowing what to say and what not to say could truly mean the difference between kissing your daughter goodnight or perhaps being arrested, being detained, or maybe even facing a lawsuit from a criminal. Go to protectanddefend.com and get your copy of the USCCA's free guide that will reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. That's protectanddefend.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at kcnr1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at kcnr1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you to attend your CCW renewal training at least 4 weeks from the expiration date on your permit. You can download all of your applications from our website, readingccw.com, as well as schedule your initial or renewal CCW training. Call NFI at 530-999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Just a little bit ago. Gosh, this is my favorite Stone song, by the way. Just a little bit ago on MSNBC. This one, really loud dude. He's always been on social media, one of the ruder gun control advocates, Ladd Everett, director of communications at Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. He says, yeah, you know, none of those Democrats' proposals actually wouldn't have done anything to stop Orlando. A rare moment of truth. Listen.
I want to talk about one aspect of the reform here. Democrats are saying that the FBI should have the authority to block gun sales to potential terrorists. Republicans are saying, many of them at least, saying that this violates Americans' due process rights in the Constitution. In this instance, Mateen had been taken off the watch list. How would closing the so-called terror gap, how would that have stopped him?
It might. The truth is, it might not have, you know, but, you know, also certainly a mechanism could be created whereby if someone's been on the watch list, you could ping the FBI when they attempt to buy guns.
Whoa. Man alive. Man alive. Ah, well. This, you know, this. So amazing to me. He was honest. He was honest.
And then fell back to the whole, well, maybe somebody who's been on the list we can ping now.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the whole list idea, like you just debunked not too long ago, is, look, we don't know how we get on the list. Mm-hmm. How do we know how do we know if we're on it? And then once we find out we're on it, it's usually too late. And then how the heck do we get off of it? Don't take someone's rights away on some list you have no clue how you're going to get on.
Right.
Just silly.
Wow. So he, just to reiterate, he says it wouldn't have worked. All of this has been total grandstanding, by the way. Look, Democrats want to deflect from the fact that the entire reason we're dealing with this crap in the United States is because they have failed to protect you. Government, politicians have failed to do their job. They have failed to keep America safe. They mishandled everything that happened overseas and, as a result, assisted in it rising here in the United States. This had nothing to do with watch lists. It has nothing to do with whether it was an AR or a Sig Sauer. It has nothing to do with any of this stuff. What it has to do with is that we have a terrorist problem here in the United States. And Democrats are wanting to make more soft targets. What the problem is that we have terrorists here in the United States because they decided to come to our home turf because we weren't containing them at in their home turf. They view us as being weak. They see that we won't do anything. We don't control our borders. We let anyone and their brother in. I'm going to tell you something. When I was in Turks and Caicos on vacation, one of the things that I learned is that if you are, because there are a lot of people who work in Turks and Caicos that are from the other islands, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Cuba, elsewhere, and they have to pay a fee, $2,500 every year to Turks and Caicos government, simply to stay in Turks and Caicos and work there. If you are not born in Turks and Caicos, you have to pay a fee to work there, $2,500 a year. Now, here in the United States, we don't do anything like that. We pay people for not working. We pay people who come here and don't work. That's what we do. No one's calling Turks and Caicos government bigots. They're saying, no, no, no. If you're going to come here and you're going to take jobs from people who are here in Turks and Caicos, you're going to pay a fee for it. And they are very strict on their immigration, too, by the way. Very strict. And they're not the only country that has something similar. There are a number of other countries super strict. But we don't do that here in the United States. Because, see, this government and this administration have told us that we're horrible people unless we placate those who want to hurt us. Or we're horrible people if we don't put out the welcome mat and pay for every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes across the border. Or we're horrible people if we say an ill word against someone who's in our country illegally, hiding out in a sanctuary city that killed a woman in San Francisco. We're bad people if we call that out, if we criticize it. We're bad people. We're bad people if we're overseas and we try to take care of a threat over there as opposed to it being over here. We have an administration that is not able to adapt to the progression of war tactics. We have an administration that doesn't even want to say Sharia or jihad. We have an administration where our soldiers are so strung up with rules of engagement that they can't even protect themselves, and they're court-martialed if they protect themselves or their men. We have an administration that is seriously messing around with the idea of putting women on the front lines as some sort of social experiment. They're more concerned about the illusion of equality. They're more concerned about political correctness. They're more concerned about identity politics, things that did not build this nation and make it great, things that have no place in the common day-to-day operations of governance. No, they focus on all of those things instead of their one job. Their one job. That's it. That is it. So this is, I mean, it's sad. It's sad. And this is the situation that we're in. And then we have this, they want to drag us into the weeds, and they want to have this big conversation on everything. Oh, well, we need to do this with watch lists. Why the hell do we need a watch list? If you're shady and you're not an American citizen, get out. You got sketchy associations, shit, we get out. We don't expand due process for people who are not American citizens, who've had no skin in the game, and whose families and ancestors have not spilled any blood for the greatness of this country. No, go, bye. It's why we lie prostrate in front of the altar of political correctness. People are walking over us and breaking our backs. That's what's happening. And everybody wants, oh, well, we need to disarm, we need to disarm, we need to disarm. No. No, we don't. We wouldn't even need, you know, over a million people on a watch list if Democrats stop doing whatever the hell it is they do when they get to Washington, D.C., because it sure isn't anything to improve the country, and actually brought a terror investigation or brought charges against terror suspects. But they don't do it. They don't do it. Now, we wouldn't even be in this position. We wouldn't be in this position if the investigation against Omar Mateen hadn't been ended for political correctness. We wouldn't have, you know, how about this? Here's something simple. It's like a simple thing. How about anybody on a terrorist watch list shouldn't be able to get welfare or Social Security? How about that? I mean, I get that that would have rained on the Tsarnaevs, the Boston Bombers Parade. How about that? Don't give them welfare and Social Security if you're on a terror watch list. This is, They want to drag it into the weeds. Bottom line, they believe in Soviet-style list-making to hide the fact that the entire reason we are seeing an increase in domestic terror attacks in the United States is because they have failed at their number one responsibility of keeping Americans safe. That's it. They are refusing the legal recourse available to them to go after terror suspects while protecting those who are innocent. They won't do it. There was this report, CNN reported, that a gun store in Orlando attempted to warn police about Omar Mateen. You always hear, if you see something, say something, you know, but now if you say something, you're a bigot. CNN reached out to get a response from law enforcement. No, nothing yet. That's exactly what happened in Tucson, Arizona, when Pima County Community College, according to local media, tipped off Sheriff Dutnick's office not once but twice, telling him they had a crazy dude over there and they need to check into him. Nothing was ever done. He should have been rendered a prohibited possessor, but he wasn't. Because the government allowed him to slip through the cracks. You know, it's not the access to guns. In France, they have total gun control, but yet the Bataclan was still allowed to happen. The Bataclan still happened despite gun bans. Because it's not a gun issue. It's a terror issue. It's an evil issue. Our sponsor this quarter hour of our program, thegunbox.com. I love the gun box. I have some gun boxes. Because I don't believe in keeping my firearm unloaded and stored away. That does me no good if somebody breaks into my house. You know what? Give Dad the peace of mind. Get him something cool for Father's Day this year. Don't forget the ties and all the other stuff. Don't wait. Get a jump start on the perfect gift. It's the gun box. This thing is so unique, and it actually has a practical purpose. You can safeguard your firearm in plain sight. It's FAA-approved for airline travel, rigorously tested, made with aircraft-strength aluminum alloy, and you have the latest technology. Quick access with your fingerprint, key card, fob, Bluetooth app. The Gunbox lineup features the reimagined 2.0, and you have the more affordable Echo. There is a gift at the Gunbox for every price point. Just go to thegunbox.com to learn more. And bonus, use discount code DANA10 to receive 10% off your purchase. That's thegunbox.com. Use promo code DANA10 for 10% off your purchase.
Dina Show. Jay Steinfeld started Blinds.com 20 years ago to make the complex process of installing new custom blinds simple. Jay's personal commitment to serve every customer is the true heartbeat of Blinds.com, where picking out new custom blinds isn't just easy, it's empowering. And with summer right around the corner, Blinds.com is also the place to find roller and solar shades. They'll walk you through the selection, measuring, and installation every step of the way. The experts at Blinds.com have an average of 12 years' experience. They're pros, and you'll get your very own design consultation from them worth $200 for free. You want samples? Free. Shipping? Free. And with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can't get this wrong. Plus a site-wide 20% discount on their entire selection. Just for listeners of this program now through June 30th when you use promo code DANA. Go to Blinds.com and use promo code DANA for your 20% discount before June 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code DANA.
It's the middle of the night and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank up the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DREAM for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DREAM, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you could swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Oh, boy. So tonight I'll be on Kelly File talking about what else? What else do you think I'd be talking about? I'll be on Kelly File discussing that. Dana on the Blaze tonight at 5 p.m. Central. Do not forget to go and pre-order your copy of Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. I'm excited about it because this is a good... I was really excited about writing this book. Like all the people that freak out at Walmart, for instance, East and West Coast. I don't know how you can freak out at Walmart when you've never shopped in one. Like, how do you attack Christians if you don't have a friend that goes to church? How can you run a country that you've never been to? And the values of flyover are what make this country great. And there's a lot of good stuff in here. It's a good book for anybody who wants our leaders to understand, respect the culture that made us exceptional in the first place. You pre-order it at DanaRadio.com. You get a free signed poster with it. That's the only way you can get the free signed poster. So I'm excited about it. Make sure you get it. And it's, you know, it's always next week I'll be in New York and starting the book tour, and watch the calendar section on the website because I may be in a city near you. This still, oh, I saw this story. I was going to come back to this. There's a huge rise in the number of great white sharks spotted off of California's coast, particularly Huntington Beach in Orange County. They have this aerial view, and there's like, this was a huge great white shark that was it 150 yards out? Yeah, 150 yards out from the shoreline. 150 yards. That's like, think about a 100-yard dash, just a little, like half more than that. That's terrifying. That's a freaky thing. So, yeah, I'm not into, they've had juvenile sharks. Juvenile white sharks are unlikely to bite humans, they say. I've learned that you stay away from schooling fish. Because that's how that girl apparently was bit. She was bitten in Galveston because she was near a school of fish. That's a scary thing, you know? And when we were in Turks and Caicos, there were these French angelfish, my son told me, that kept, like, swimming around. And I was like, go away. Get away from me, because I didn't know. Ooh. And then when we went fishing, and then we were on a boat, and we went to shore. There was nobody else on this beach, and we cooked our fish with our guide and ate it. And we could see a lemon shark coming to shore. You could see it from about 100 yards out. And at first, we were freaking out, and then we're like, but it's so far away. And the water was so clear, you could see it coming up to the shore for, like, ever. And it kind of took a lot of the mystery out of it, you know? Fascinating stuff. Did I tell you about the, I didn't mention it yesterday. Did I tell you about the barracuda blood? You're not supposed to eat barracuda because they eat something that is poisonous to humans.
Really?
So, like, there's, like, two ways they were telling me. If you drop barracuda blood in milk and it divides it, like it's bad or something, the easiest test, though, is to take some of the barracuda blood and put it out. And if ants and flies go to it, then it's safe to eat. If they don't, then it's not.
Really?
So I'm, like, filing that in my mental Rolodex of, if the world ever ends and I'm on an island and I have to fish to survive.
And there's only barracuda.
And there's only barracuda. Now I know.
Mm.
I didn't know that before. I didn't know that they were poisonous like that. They are ugly. They are mean looking and ugly. And they, like, stay alive for a little while even. And they continue to sass you. You have to, like, club it or something. They continue to sass you.
That is not...
It's crazy. But, yeah, that's woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That's just, yeah, really kind of amazing. All right, so we have some Today in Stupidity.
Yes.
I don't watch her. I just don't. I don't, no.
Wasn't she the little girl on Cosby?
Is this The View? Is she on The View?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I know there's, like, the chat or the talk or whatever the
Raven
hell it is in The View.
Simone.
I liked her better when she was cute and pretending to be Lisa Bonet's daughter.
Apparently she'd be more than happy to give up her rights as an American. Let's hear what she says.
Nobody's against having a weapon in your house to protect yourself from an intruder. But this is different. But, and they know it.
You know what?
It's all about money.
I would gladly give up my gun if they would change over the laws. I would. I'd put my gun on the table, give it right back
you
for
have
free.
You have a gun, too.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
No,
they all
you
have,
don't.
They all
no,
have
they,
guns,
no,
apparently.
No, she doesn't. She's lying.
But she'd gladly give it up. Who would gladly give up their gun? Who in their right mind, unless you're pushing a narrative,
yeah,
like a sheep,
Like Tom Brokaw, I've got a gun. I have an AR-14.
AR-14.
Wow.
They're troublesome, those AR-14s.
It has a bazooka holder on it. It's a super shooty Rambo gun.
Those AR-14s are trouble.
I know, that's
and,
what these people are.
And fictitious.
Yeah.
But yeah, nobody in their right mind would give up their gun. If you have the freedom to protect yourself, why on earth would you even give up a little bit? Who was it, Ben Franklin? That said,
if you give up your freedoms for a little bit of security, you deserve neither.
Neither.
That's true.
She clearly deserves neither.
Yeah, that's true, though. You don't own. What do you own? That's what I've been
right.
like. Wow me. What do you own?
It's the biggest, you know, pet peeve for me, where people who, you know, because evil exists out there, let's take away the rights of law-abiding citizens. Because evil exists.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
No, that's not how
it goes. That's not how it goes.
That's not how any of that works. So I'll be on Kelly File tonight talking about firearms, no-fly list, watch lists, all of that good stuff. Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. Make sure you tune into that. And don't forget to do your pre-order. Get your pre-order. You only have a few more days left to get your pre-order in for Flyover Nation. And if you get your pre-order in at danaradio.com, you get a free signed poster with it. The only way to get that free signed poster, because I'm not going to have them on the book tour, the only way to get it is with your pre-order through danaradio.com. So make sure you go and check it out. Folks, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a great night.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Rockford. Donald Trump's in the middle of a two-day swing through Texas in Dallas Thursday night while making a point about the U.S. defending Japan. He went on to criticize Hillary Clinton for her ties to Wall Street.
When you say and start screaming from the top of her very luxurious apartment, okay, when you paid for largely by Wall Street, which is interesting. Bernie Sanders got that right, too.
Trump makes a stop in Houston on Friday. CIA Director John Brennan appeared before the Senate Intelligence Committee Thursday to discuss the threat of ISIS. We get details from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
Director Brennan says ISIS remains dangerous and what he calls resilient. He also says ISIS is persistent when it comes to spreading acts of terror into the West.
The group is probably exploring a variety of means for infiltrating operatives into the West, including in refugee flows, smuggling routes, and legitimate methods of travel.
Still, the CIA director, who testified on Capitol Hill following the mass shootings in Orlando, said no connection has been found between the gunman and any foreign terrorist organization. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
And President Obama says force cannot be the only response to what he calls lone wolf attacks like Sunday night's nightclub shooting.
We're going to have to do more to prevent these kinds of events from occurring. It's going to take more than just our military. It's going to require more than just our intelligence teams.
The president made his remarks while in Orlando Thursday, visiting with relatives of the victims of last weekend's shooting. The president was joined by Vice President Joe Biden. In sports, it's going to be an interesting Game 7. LeBron James led the Cleveland Cavaliers to a 115-101 win in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. James scored 41 points for the second straight game, forced the Game 7 in Oakland against the Warriors. Steph Curry had 30 points but was ejected for his sixth foul. Townhall.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I want to get my dad a Father's Day gift that he would use.
Kimberly was looking for gift ideas, so I took her through all of our Craftsman and DeWalt tools and our Toro mowers.
Ace is a place to thank Dad for all he's done with a gift that lets him get more stuff done.
Head to Ace now to get Dad the best gifts from our best brand and receive a free gift card for up to $50 each with select Craftsman, Toro, and DeWalt purchases. Offer valid through June 20th at participating stores. Gift cards must be used on a future purchase and are subject to terms and conditions. See store for details.
Volkswagen plans to launch 30 all-electric models to reposition itself as a leader in green transport.
Volkswagen says its new strategy is designed to prepare the group for a new age of mobility. By the mid-2020s, it expects that electric vehicles will account for around a quarter of the global passenger car market. So it's planning to launch more than 30 battery-powered models over the next decade. It expects to be selling 2 to 3 million a year by 2025. It will finance the drive, which also includes a move into self-driving technology by a wide-ranging efficiency program across its operations.
That's BBC correspondent John Moylan reporting. In the world of cosmetics, Revlon said Thursday it's buying Elizabeth Arden for about $419 million in cash, a deal uniting two well-known names in the world of beauty and cosmetics. More on these stories at townhall.com. The Philadelphia City Council gives final approval to a penny-and-a-half sales tax on sugary and diet beverages.
Adding a new chapter, 194100, entitled Sugar Sweetened Beverage Tax.
That's Philadelphia City Council Chief Clerk Michael Decker. The measure passed despite a multi-million dollar campaign by the beverage industry to block it. It will take effect January 1st. Only Berkeley, California has a similar law. Soda tax proposals have failed in more than 30 cities and states, including twice in Philadelphia in recent years. Dish and Sling TV launching a new channel that will bring Cuban movies and television shows to the U.S. Cuba Max TV will be the first channel in the U.S. to provide a variety of programs such as telenovelas, movies, children's shows, and music videos by a number of Cuban artists. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Hey, Johnny B., what's the word?
What's the word with you, Kevin Nealon?
I will tell you exactly what's going on. I just drove my son to school. He got car sick in the back, and now we're sitting in the parking lot. He's laying down in the back seat.
Well, you should take care of your son. Call again anytime. Don't worry about it.
I'm talking to Johnny B., first things first.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think he's recovering now.
I got road sick, and I almost died.
Are you okay if I walk him to the school and talk to you?
Of course.
Yeah, we're just a mile away.
Talk unhinged.
Something to say, but no time to talk? Send us an email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com.
What's the deal with emails anyway?
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Look at him now, swinging the microphone.
Wait a minute. Let me have Herman Cain introduce me. He introduced to Donald Trump, and man, that I sure wish Herman Cain would be Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate.
Shuck it, ducky.
Oh, boy.
Thank you very much. This sounds like a shucky ducky kind of crowd.
What?
On a shucky ducky kind of day. here to support an shucky ducky kind of candidate.
Oh, boy. Okay, that's your opening act. You got trouble. There's Herman Cain. Shucky ducky.
Shucky ducky.
Who is he?
Who is who? Herman Cain?
Herman Cain.
What do you mean, who's Herman Cain? Gino, you got to get some smelling salts for Buzz. I'm telling you. You got to get him some. Herman Cain was running for the presidency of the United States of America. Herman Cain. Remember that Herman Cain, the guy that owned Domino's Pizza? That Herman Cain? Could you show Buzz a picture of Herman Cain?
Please.
Show Buzz a picture of Herman Cain. Or Godfather's Pizza. Whatever. It was a pizza company. He was a presidential candidate.
Well, I missed him.
You did not. He was up on the, he was in the debates, former Republican presidential candidate.
There were so many people on that stage.
Buzz, you know Herman Cain. Herman Cain, by the way, is on the radio. He's got a radio show now. I think it's on this the same network, the Westwood One Radio Network. What's up, Herman? The Shucky Ducky Show.
Shucky Ducky.
No, wait. I got to show him a picture of Herman Cain because you. How does our mind go? Yeah, I agree. There were many, many, many candidates. In the Republican Party.
I certainly don't remember hearing.
Yeah, that. Sure you do. He never used the shucky ducky till now.
Boy,
which is awesome.
Been sitting on that one. Nice.
Shucky ducky. Oh, I think he's a shucky ducky candidate. What kind of crazy is that? Now you see him, you know him now? There he is. You don't recognize him. You still don't recognize him.
Well, I mean it's
that's hey, Herman Cain. Let's check those ratings, pal. Bud didn't even know who you are. Wow.
I don't.
You really do not remember Herman Cain?
No.
Herman Cain. Aye, that's the weirdest thing because he was like Ben Carson, only he had like more crazy sayings.
All
right. Yucky ducky now.
That will get you nothing.
Yeah, I can imagine me using shucky ducky on somebody.
It's almost, it almost has an obscene feel to it.
Shucky ducky now. Sure would like to order some food. Shucky ducky. Oh, shucky ducky. I mean, that is like step and fetch it world. What is that? Shucky ducky. It is weird. Now, Buzz, honestly, you're staring at it. Because you just awakened. The mics just go on. We begin the show.
Absolutely do not remember this guy.
That is a... That's saying
quite
a lot
honestly,
for him.
I don't recall another African American other than my man Ben.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah, I guess. Well, but
by the honesty,
can't argue with history, especially when it's on TV.
But you can argue with me, and I'll tell you this: I'm not 100% sure if he was on this year. I'm not. I just know he was a presidential candidate.
What are you trying to sell me here?
I could have sworn he was the presidential candidate, but he was a candidate in 2012.
Shucky ducky.
Yeah, so that's why. Maybe that's why.
I don't remember.
But how could you not remember Herman Cain?
It's really easy.
I could have sworn I just saw him up there recently.
Well, he looks a lot like Ben Carson.
Right. Okay, here we go. There goes into Shucky Ducky land.
Shucky Ducky!
All right, Ted, are you calling? Ted, do you remember Herman Cain, or are we just imagining it?
Certainly, Buzz. You remember 999, don't you?
999.
999. That was his sort of like a campaign slogan, but I don't know what it meant.
9% federal tax, 9% corporate tax, and 9% something else.
I don't know.
Yeah, see what I mean?
That was pretty good to me.
Yeah, I think you throwing in the 999 and then the shucky ducky, it might have worked. 999, shucky ducky. 999.
Every blues bar opens, but he doesn't remember the presidential candidates.
That's right, exactly right. I remember him.
I've been to the softest grinder. No fun at all. But now I'm a man newt. That white boy is my number one.
I don't know what he's singing about. Hold on. 844-4JB-SHOW.
Oh, chuck a duck a John. You never know.
Oh, Roland Burris is on the line. How you doing, Roland Burris, former whatever you are? I always forget your setup, sir.
Former junior senator of state of Illinois, John, I'm having a shuck-a-duck-a day.
A shuck-a-duck-a morning.
I was calling to see if you are having a shuck-a-duck-a day.
I'm having a shuck. Well, it just began, but right now I'm having a shuck-a-duck-a day.
I had to look up what shuck-a-duck-a means.
What does it mean, Roland Burris?
It means either good or bad. Like if you stub your toe, you say shuck-a-duck-a. If you see a beautiful woman, you say, oh, shuck-a-duck-a.
Shuck-a-duck-a. Sweeney, love the... Hey, Roland Burris, what have you been doing after you? Didn't you... I forgot your deal again. but we are like people... Herman Cain, who's that? Roland Burris, what'd you do again? I really don't know what you did. You did something. You were offered a seat in the Senate by the governor, Blagojevich, and he's in jail and you're not.
That's exactly right. I have a long history of public service. Now I'm doing my mausoleums, as you know.
What do you think about that filibuster stuff going on with this nonstop yapping? 14 hours, some minutes. What do you think about that?
Look, sometimes you got to do something about these guns, John. They have to spend the time to get the people's to do the common sense thing, John. Too many guns out there. Shucky ducky.
I knew you were going to say shucky ducky. Yeah, filibuster move. What about that? Why don't you do something with that? Filibuster move. Filibuster move. Filibuster move. Why don't you do something with that there, Roland Burris? Yeah, just let's work it out right now. I'll mix it for you. I'm the mix master. Go on. Yeah. Filibuster move. Yeah. All right, working it out. Off Broadway. Hey, former junior senator Roland Burris, what a pleasure to talk to you. And so you say you have heard, you certainly remember Herman Cain, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I became Herman Cain briefly during my career. I wanted to be Herman Cain briefly.
But you were not.
Never.
Now, did you, in your vernacular, ever throw the word shucky-ducky around until today?
I used to say shucky-ducky back in 2001, John. There was a rapper named Shucky-Ducky.
Shucky-ducky. Yeah, Herman Cain. I like that. I wonder how many people saw him as he opened up for Trump. Herman Cain opened for Trump with that speech. I wonder how many people saw him and said, I don't remember him. That's the weirdest thing I ever heard.
Well, he's a little more exciting than that Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Shucky-ducky now, Senator Roland Burris. Come on now.
Shook a ducky in the pool of class.
Hang up on yourself. All right. Filibuster move. Ooh. Now do you know who Herman Cain is?
No.
Do you remember who Colin Jost is?
Yes.
Okay, he'll be stopping by today.
Today was Bring Your Own Cup Day at 7-Elevens around the country, where customers could fill up any cup they brought in with a Slurpee. But if you missed it, don't worry. You can just do it any day. If 7-Eleven, man, go nuts. What's the worst thing that happens? You get kicked out of a 7-Eleven? That's the best thing that could happen.
There he is. Colin Jost stopping by today in studio 844-4JB Show. Shucky Ducky time.
Shucky Ducky.
Father's Day is coming up. And wouldn't it be great to give Dad a gift to appreciate all year long? Spring, summer, fall, and of course, winter. I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Dad's car, truck, or SUV can take a beating from the season's dirt, sand, mud, and just about anything tracked back to his vehicle, which can ruin the floor. And the best way to protect it is with WeatherTech floor liners. We design, engineer, and manufacture right here in America, using American raw materials, tooling and equipment, and of course, American workers. This Father's Day, order WeatherTech floor liners and give Dad a gift he can use all year round, so he'll never have to worry about spills or messes damaging his vehicle again. And when messes do happen, they easily rinse right off. To learn more about our full line of automotive accessories, go to WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. For the ultimate vehicle protection, choose WeatherTech, proudly made in America. And from all of us at WeatherTech, happy Father's Day.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is Brandmeier. Call 844-4-JB-SHOW. The number again is 844-4-JB-SHOW.
It's not just a talk show. It's your show. We don't want the blame.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Now, 844-4-JB-SHOW, voicemail 866-JB, V-mail. On Herman Cain, the guy Buzz did not remember, and I did not remember, he was not in this election. It was 2012. The reason he came out to introduce Donald Trump and support Trump was because, and he used the words shucky ducky.
Shucky ducky!
because that's what he used in his 2012 announcement for his campaign. And he thought everybody would remember it. It would be like his tagline. Yeah, that's the Dicket. Oh, isn't that special? What? So you thought everybody would remember it, and there is your...
Shuck it, duck it!
There is your Herman Cain update. Now, email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com. I totally agree with Buzz. What mental... Okay, I know what this is. This is the animal lover... I see subject line, animal lovers, alligator comments.
Yeah.
I totally agree with Buzz. What mentally competent human would allow a child anywhere near, let alone water, at 9 p.m. with a sign say, in caps, no swimming? There are competent and incompetent parents everywhere. And unfortunately, as in the case of the poor gorilla killed at the Cincinnati Zoo, I knew he was going to come up sooner or later. I knew that was going to happen. The moron mom should have had her kids on leashes. So here we go again.
I don't blame the parents for that. I mean,
I can't even, well, I'm not even going to go there because I can't even imagine how you feel about this. But he goes on to say that I feel total sadness over the poor gators. What would you expect them to do? Carry the boy across the lake and then help him out? Come on, these are flesh eaters. Sue Disney if you don't like the sign that says no swimming with no alligator mentioned. Maybe the best thing these parents could do is sterilize themselves so they don't bring any innocent children into the world where they'll be at risk of death because of their brainlessness. Ted Manafee, thank you for the email.
I mean, the sign said no swimming, and you have to think that the child didn't know swimming because the child was not... in the water.
Why is that line in your office is ringing?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to shut it.
Maybe it's an emergency.
Boy, seems like it's from the station.
Oh, no. All right. So they found the body of the boy, but here's where it gets weird. Now, we know there was...
And five gators were euthanized.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. That's what I wanted to bring up. So when we left off yesterday in an argument about the alligator, and tell me if I'm wrong, Buzz, you said... They had taken five alligators and they cut them open to find the baby, the two-year-old.
Yeah, dissected them. Right.
And you said, how many more alligators did they have to kill? And I said, if it was your child inside an alligator, wouldn't you want to kill as many as you could to get to it?
And I said, no.
And you said, no. You said, no. That's what I remember. And that was like, what? You wouldn't want to take your baby and
at
go
the cost,
home.
At the cost of all those alligators?
Right.
No. So and when you find whatever...
I can't believe you didn't change your mind on this.
And you know, you really don't want to find what's in the stomach of an alligator if you're looking for your child.
I want my child back.
Well, you get part of him. How about that?
How am I going to get part of him? I got to find him. You know, they found that boy 2 feet from where he was, 2 to 4 feet where he was, they found him.
Right. He was there.
But I don't understand what you're saying. So
you're going to find your child partially digested inside an alligator.
Right.
It's not something you want to see.
I got it.
It's not something you want to take home. I mean, you know, it's not something you even want to find, I don't think.
So, but you were doing it for that reason, or you were doing it because you don't want to see any more alligators killed?
It's a combination of both. I mean, what if we never if they don't find the kid in the bottom of that pond or whatever it is, do they just continue to kill alligators until what? All the alligators are gone.
Until everyone is gone.
I mean, it's a bad concept.
I don't know. I mean, I tell you, I just want to. Five alligators, by the way, were cut open. Five for sure. In the hunt for the boy, they found the boy in the ankle deep water. And the Department of Wildlife Conservation said they were very good in dealing with the alligators, cutting them open.
Uh-huh.
They didn't say those words, but
no. Very
proactive in dealing with the gators. The body of the young boy was completely intact. Lane Graves was the kid's name, Elkhorn, Nebraska. His parents, I mean, Matt and Melissa Graves. Listen, get a leash. I get it. You don't go swimming. It says no swimming, you don't go swimming. But guess what? Here's the turn. I don't know if I have time to get into this. But Disney knew of the problems, according to The Hollywood Reporter, The Wrap. Now, that's not a rag. That's a pretty hotsy-totsy mag and a publication. Walt Disney Resort was aware of an ongoing problem of guests feeding the alligators and ignored staff requests to put protective fences in place. Numerous employees at the theme park expressed anxiety to management about guests feeding the animals within the past 14 months.
Get my lawyer's number.
These parents are going to sue somebody. An expensive collection of rooms called the Bora Bora Bungalows have been open since 2015 at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort, adjacent to Disney's Grand Floridian Hotel and a short walk along the Seven Seas Lagoon, the same body of water where a gator dragged that young boy into the water. There are signs that say no swimming, but no signs that say gators and everything else that is in that lake.
I mean, it's so easy to ignore a sign that says no swimming, especially when the kid's not swimming. He's just wading around. And, no swimming. Okay, well, don't go in over your head because we don't want you to drown.
Right.
That's all you have to worry about.
This is a good article. I'll get more into it in a second here because this changes everything. Gator attack. Disney knew of the problem. Staffer asked for a fence at that lagoon. And others.
Boy.
They knew they had become desensitized to humans, and they began to associate with food. These alligators were eating food, and they knew they could go up there and get it. Oh, boy.
And they did.
And the two-year-old was just food.
I'm going to sue! Sue! Yes, I'm going to sue! 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 Yes, what I'm going to do, I'm going to sue!
It's the Jonathan Brand.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy, when you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors. They include Russell Cleaning Service for carpet cleaning, the Shasta Athletic Club to keep you really fit, and Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor agent in Reading. Each week, we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hello, North State. I'm Jerry Bay with Budget Blinds of Reading, also proud member of Reading Host Lions Club. Are you ready for some football? On behalf of Reading Host Lions, I would like to personally invite you to the Lions All-Star Football Game, Saturday, June 18th at Shasta College Stadium. Gates open at 4 p.m., kickoff is at 5. All proceeds go to Lake McCumber Diabetic Camp. Budget Blinds, we have a style for every point of view. That's the Lions All-Star Football Game at Shasta College Stadium, June 18th.
Hey, this is Carl Buff from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Get the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on demand. Go to BrandmeierShow.com and just push play. Stream the live show, download podcasts, and catch up with celebrity and newsmaker interviews. Subscribe to the email list, and you'll get the show delivered daily to your inbox for free. Johnny B. on demand. Only on BrandmeierShow.com.
Chuck a duck now. Gator gal yesterday said once that gator gets a hold of you, they're not going to let go, and they're very fast. The gator gal out of Texas.
You know, alligators' jaws are hard to open. They're easy to keep closed, but, you know, if the alligator's biting down, you can't get their jaw open.
Oh, you're
so
right.
Especially if the animal is scared and stressed, you know, they have a good grip on something. They're not going to think to let go. They're thinking, how am I going to get out of this situation? Oh, alligators are very powerful animals, and they can spring out of the water at lightning speeds to take down prey if they have to. Yeah, I mean, it's a wild, dangerous animal.
Right. All right, so they found the boy very close to where the attack happened.
Which
that was
means,
our
which
girl.
Means the alligator did, in fact, let go of the
right.
kid.
And the gator gal said that the gator wouldn't let go of the kid because he was swimming around with that old man at the senior citizen pond just showing all the other gators what he got, remember?
Right.
Look at me. Okay, let me just make sure we're clear on this. From the Wrap, the Hollywood Reporter, Walt Disney Resort was aware of ongoing problems of guests feeding the alligators. They ignored staff requests to put protective fences in place. Numerous employees, not one, not two, numerous.
Count the millions.
Buzz is counting the money now.
Oh, man.
At the, but see, this is what we can't get into, because then you go, well, why would we sue Disney World for not putting a sign that says no gators up when it said no swimming, and it's 9 p.m. and you took your kid out into the pond in the dark? Or there, I don't know. There's got to be something here.
Because no swimming doesn't relay the danger involved
right.
in that situation.
Yeah,
the
disgusting.
Danger is you'll get eaten. You don't do
right.
that when you're swimming. You have to have an animal eat you.
We definitely, I think we discussed it. We said, like, yeah, I see a no swimming sign. It means, oh, yeah, no swimming. That's not for me. I'm going to jump in now.
Right, because I'm a really good swimmer,
yeah,
and I
swim.
Won't sink no matter what.
Believe me. No, if you said no swimming, toxic waste, I'm not going in. No swimming, you know, poison. No swimming, a piranha. No
right.
swimming, sharks. No. Then I get it. But you
right.
got to tag it, especially based on this new revelation that the Walt Disney Resort people knew of it. The employees at the theme park expressed anxiety to management about guests feeding the animals within the past 14 months. An expensive collection of rooms called the Bora Bora Bungalows. All these rooms are lined up around that body of water. Guests have direct access to wildlife in the waters where the bungalows sit. And they feed the gators as they swim by.
And those gators can come right up to your room. Right up to your room. Hello?
Yeah. Hey. How's it going? Hey, remember yesterday I'm the gator that was swimming by and you were feeding some other gators? Where's the chow?
Man.
Okay, so they can go right up to the rooms. Disney has known about the problem of guests feeding the gators well prior to the opening of the bungalows. The insider at Disney is talking to the Hollywood Reporter in The Wrap.
And now the new problem, of course, the gators eating the guests.
They're so used to getting fed, they don't care what they eat. Now they're going to begin eating the feeder himself. A spokesman declined to comment, of course, from Walt Disney World. With the opening of the bungalows, it brought the guests that much closer to wildlife. So these bungalows are $2,000 a night. And that's one of the reasons they don't want to tell you there's gators flying around up in there. Believe me.
$2,000 a night and your life is on the line. How exciting can it get?
Right. There are signs that say, meanwhile, here's another guy. And by the way, this guy's speaking. A custodial employee at the hotel, Mike Hamilton, warned his employers that gators were consistently swimming close to shore and a fence should be erected to protect guests. He said there are signs that say no swimming, but no signs that say gators and everything else is in this lake. That's what he told the Orlando Sentinel. In the same article, Disney executive Duncan Dixon said the entire property is interconnected via canals, so it is difficult to keep them out of the lakes. Gators are on all of the golf courses there. Oh, forget it! Are you crazy? No way. Gators are on the golf courses. The team attempts to relocate the gators to the uninhabited natural areas as best they can. But the gators don't understand the boundaries.
No.
Oh, they don't?
Some of them, Johnny, are not too smart.
Wow. I mean, don't you understand the boundaries?
Wow.
Get frustrated.
The insider says he recalls an incident of visitors feeding an alligator popcorn and pretzels at another Disney resort in Orlando. A staff hotline to report these incidents was called. And the following day, these guests were right back out there feeding the alligators popcorn and pretzels. A few days later, he sees them again in the same spot and the same tourist feeding. And he said, well, what's going on? They were in a state of disbelief. We told the managers that these people got to stop it. They did not get it, and the guests did not get it. Well, one of the guests got it the other day. The body was discovered 10 to 15 yards from the site of his attack. That little boy's dead. Disney closed all the beaches on the resort. So they knew about it.
Yep.
And then you go back to the original email that was sent where they agree with Buzz. That moron mother should have had her kids on a leash. And I totally agree with Buzz.
No, I don't think the child should have been on a leash.
You said it.
The child should have been on a leash.
No, but you were talking about Gorilla Boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The child should have been on a leash.
He could not roam, he was sidelined.
Yeah, did you ever see those kids on a leash?
Now it seems without that leash, he would be fine.
I've been on a leash.
His mother could not keep him in his own backyard.
Counts
then
so much.
You know what you can do. Just let Buzz be free.
Yeah.
Just let Buzz be free.
I was on a leash whenever we went out.
Oh, tie the leather tether around that little guy.
Buzz has always been on a leash when he went out in a little boy. And the moron mother, this guy says, should have had a leash on the kid. No way.
I don't like calling the mother.
No way. I'm not in on that.
Either of those mothers.
No.
There was a gorilla mother and an alligator.
That woman, that father from Nebraska, they are, I can't even imagine it. Jack 8444 JB Show.
Good morning, Buzz and Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Two signs got to be put up down there. One sign's going to face the guest. It says, don't feed the alligators.
Mm-hmm.
The other sign is going to face the alligators and say, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
All right.
News Director Buzz Kilman News.
There it is. All right, so they found the boy, and that's that. And someone's going to sue someone. I just don't know when it's going to happen. I guarantee you're never going to see gators at Disney World again. No. What's going on, Buzz?
In the wake of the Orlando shooting, Hillary Clinton described Donald Trump's response to the Orlando situation as rife with conspiracy theories and pathological self-congratulations. Even Republicans watched with amazement as Donald Trump used the mass tragedy to cast suspicion on President Barack Obama, renew his call for a Muslim travel ban, and advance the eyebrow-raising proposal that the U.S. should seal its borders to all immigrants from areas around the world that where there is a proven history of terrorism against the U.S. Says Donald Trump, we are taking in thousands of people into our country. We have no idea where they come from. We have no idea who the hell they are, said Donald. We aren't vigilant and we aren't smart. And we have to go and we have to maybe check, respectfully, the mosques.
How do you do that?
Why do you go in there and look around?
Hey, what's going on in here? Anybody got a bomb or anything? Anybody planning anything against America? All right,
all good. Be respectful. Be respectful.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Reprimanding Republican leaders as needing to get tougher or be quiet, he said, we have to have our Republicans either stick together or let me just do it by myself. I'm going to do very well, says Donald Trump. So there.
I'll do it alone. I don't need you. You just be quiet. I got it all.
Our leaders have to get a lot tougher. And be quiet. Just please be quiet.
Yes.
Don't talk. Please be quiet. Just be quiet to the leaders. Because they have to get tougher. They have to get sharper. They have to get smarter. We have to have our Republicans either stick together or let me just do it by myself. I'll do very well. I'm going to do very well.
It's very weird sounding when you think about it. You guys, you be quiet.
I know.
You be quiet. Could I? If you don't be quiet, I'm going to do it by myself. And I mean it. I'll just do it alone.
There was on the news last night on local news. There was they covered the eighth grade graduation of some high school, and the reason they did it was because one of the graduating eighth graders got up to make his little speech and did a fantastic imitation of Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders in a politically conceptual.
It was great.
kid's
going to be a superstar.
It lasted 1 minute, so timing was perfect, and so were the impressions.
Yeah, let's hear that guy. Jackie Aiello is his name. Jackie out of, I think it's Mount Prospect. Here's his Trump.
Congratulations, you are now getting to hear a speech from the magnificent Donald Trump. And let me just tell you that Thomas has been such a great school. Quite frankly, it's been fantastic. I mean, we've had so many great experiences here. You know, one of those would have to be starting foreign language. We're learning languages from Spain, from France, from Germany, and China. And, you know, people say I don't like China. I love China. I mean, I have so many terrific friends in China. But I took Spanish, and let me just tell you, by the way, that it was fantastic. Muy fantastic. And, you know, foreign languages is one great thing. You know, another one would have to be the showdown against the teachers from South. We won in sixth grade. We won in seventh grade. But then we lost in eighth grade. But that's okay, teachers. We'll forgive you.
Isn't that weird that kid's way beyond his age, man.
See, you think that, but I think you're underestimating
the age of these kids. I am. He's up there. He's supposed to be giving a graduation speech, eighth grade, a middle school kid, and he starts ripping into Bernie Sanders or doing at least his impression of Bernie.
Hello. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you today. Let me start with the lunches. They are delicious.
Great.
Things like pizza and tacos and chips, you name it. And some of the best cinnamon rolls I've ever tasted.
That's great. Jack Aiello, 8. He's 14, a middle school kid in Arlington Heights. Does he do Hillary?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to start out by thanking the great, hardworking teacher.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like Hillary.
Oh,
it just could be Hillary.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. Let's start that again.
And it builds.
Whoa.
I'd like to start out by thanking the great, hardworking teachers of Thomas Middle School.
Wow.
They've been our champions. They've given us the skills we need to get through sixth grade and through seventh grade and through eighth grade. And now we're going to take those skills and apply them to high
in this next chapter of our lives, and they all deserve a big round of applause.
Wow. Yes, nice job, young Jack. We'll see him. He ought to audition for Colin Jost. Oh, my goodness. That is great. That's Jack A-I-E-L-L-O. Jack Aiello, Thomas Middle School. Congratulations, you're 14. What is middle school? Oh, he's out of eighth grade. He goes into high school, right?
Right.
Wow. There you go.
Yep. Meanwhile, the good news, Richard Simmons is going to stay Richard Simmons. The fitness guru is denying all reports that he's transitioning to become a woman. Some tabloids, he says, have recently falsely reported that I'm transitioning. He posted Tuesday on his official Facebook account. In response, I feel compelled to set the record straight and refute these lies. Although I am not transitioning, I have and always will be supportive of those who are going through their journey.
Okay, so he's not transitioning as you told me he was.
A curvaceous, soft-spoken woman named Fiona.
Right. Is he still being held by his housekeeper?
How are you?
Lazy.
Nothing that some chocolate cake is not going to cure, honey. Eat. It's your favorite. Eat. Eat.
I'm not.
Eat. Don't you love me? If you love me, you'd eat it. I made it for you.
This is very upsetting.
I'm going to control what you put in your mouth.
There's his housekeeper right there. She doesn't seem to be dominating him at all. I love Richard Simmons. I'm glad he's okay. Not a woman right now. But if he was a woman transitioning, I'd be happy for him.
If I told you once,
yes.
I've told you 1,000 times. I love you.
Thank you, Richard. I feel the same way.
Dan Rather, meanwhile, former CBS News anchor, said yesterday that Republican Donald Trump can easily win the presidency and supporters of Hillary Clinton should be very, very afraid. I'm not predicting Trump will win, he says, but I will say he's capable of winning in November. He has a path. He said that to CNBC's Squawk Box.
Oh, yeah.
Adding that he does not expect the real estate billionaire to bow to pressure to be mere presidential. Anybody who thinks Donald Trump is going to moderate himself along the way is either slightly touched or smoking something very expensive.
That's right.
Ben Rather.
That's right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Well, never mind. I want to tell you that Seth Meyers has banned Donald Trump from his show on NBC. He says, you can't come here anymore. I don't want you.
Oh.
Because he had pulled the credentials off the Washington Post.
So what is said
Trump
here?
Says reached a new low, he said, by pulling press credentials from the Washington Post. Myers noted that he had banned other media outlets in the past, and Seth Meyers forecast that by the time of the election, the only news outlets that will be allowed into Trump's campaign events will be the National Enquirer and Rich Blank Monthly. Rhymes with sick. Well, I didn't know that was a magazine. I'd like to get a hold of that. Well, so Seth Meyers says, no way to Trump.
Really, what does Seth Meyers care? What does he care about that?
This has taken everybody off their game a bit. Everybody's getting into a weird thing, and they're supposed to just be doing a comedy show. However, what do you think? So when Trump hears, the beauty of that is that if you're going to throw something at Trump, you'll always throw it back.
Right.
So what do you think Trump responded to Seth Meyers?
I have no idea. What? I don't like your show. No, I don't know. I can't imagine.
Trump responded, he's begged me to do the show for the last 2 years. I have told him emphatically, no, I only do shows with good ratings. And everybody knows I only make his show better by a lot. See, that's a Trumpism, by a lot.
By a lot.
You know, but I want to tell you, by a lot. So that's what he said. Here's what Seth Meyers said.
As for the Washington Post, we here at Late Night believe in freedom of the press and therefore have decided to stand in solidarity with them. So as long as the Washington Post is banned from Donald Trump's campaign, Donald Trump will be banned from ever coming on this show. You missed out, buddy. We could have gone to Coney Island and ridden the cyclone in a segment we would have called Will His Hair Move? We could have double-dutched while talking about the day's news and Trump's jumps. Or better still, we could have driven around together while you yelled out the window at immigrants and carpool karaoke. Although, to be fair, he wasn't coming on anyway. Let's be honest, he had no interest in being here.
That's right. He wasn't coming on anyway. I told him I only go on shows with good ratings, and I make it better by a lot.
Father's Day is coming up. And wouldn't it be great to give Dad a gift to appreciate all year long? Spring, summer, fall, and of course, winter. I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Dad's car, truck, or SUV can take a beating from the season's dirt, sand, mud, and just about anything tracked back to his vehicle, which can ruin the floor. And the best way to protect it is with WeatherTech floor liners. We design, engineer, and manufacture right here in America, using American raw materials, tooling and equipment, and of course, American workers. This Father's Day, order WeatherTech floor liners and give Dad a gift he can use all year round, so he'll never have to worry about spills or messes damaging his vehicle again. And when messes do happen, they easily rinse right off. To learn more about our full line of automotive accessories, go to WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. For the ultimate vehicle protection, choose WeatherTech, proudly made in America. And from all of us at WeatherTech, happy Father's Day.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. That's right, a free face-to-face consultation with a knowledgeable tax specialist. That's the Wall difference. It's easy. We solve tax problems. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. You always speak with a live person. If you owe the IRS, your tax problems will not go away. No other company can help you like Wall. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. You always speak with a live person. Call now for a free face-to-face consultation, not a solicitation for legal services. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. 800-773-5750.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive Plus? They're letting everyone try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. 800-281-8770. You heard right. A risk-free free trial of Proactive Plus, two free gifts, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. You'll get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. That's 800-281-8770. One more time, ready? 800-281-8770.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Frank Caliendo as Morgan Freeman in the dentist chair. All right.
Uh-huh.
And how's your vacation? I saw your last movie with Diane Keaton. That seemed like an odd pairing. How was that? What was your favorite movie? Can I ask you that? All right. You can spit now, Mr. Freeman. Go ahead.
There it is.
Taught Unhinged.
Here last night at the AFI Lifetime Achievements, the AFI Awards last night on the TV there, Morgan Freeman sang the Jaws theme during the Lifetime Achievement Awards special for John Williams last night. John Williams, of course, was the composer of many great films, Rocky and, in this case, Jaws. Here is Morgan Freeman last night at the AFI Awards, the Lifetime Achievement Awards for John Williams doing the Jaws theme.
Donald, 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 Donald.
Isn't that awesome?
There he is, once again.
Donald, 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 Donald.
And then he introduced him. There he is, Morgan Freeman, singing the Jaws theme during the Lifetime Achievement Awards last night. Morgan Freeman.
The fact of the matter was, Hick was trying to figure out what he'd been talking about for a while, but it wasn't coming back to him. And truth was, Johnny had no idea what he was talking about.
That's right. Thank you very much, Frank Caliendo, a.k.a. Morgan Freeman. I like Morgan's version better.
Donald. 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 Donald.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Obama visited Orlando Thursday to meet with families of the victims of last weekend's nightclub shooting massacre. Mr. Obama said the meetings were emotional and, sadly, similar to others he's had with grieving families.
I held and hugged grieving family members and parents, and they asked, why does this keep happening? And they pleaded that we do more to stop the carnage.
The president said it's going to take more than military to prevent terrorist attacks like the ones that have occurred most recently in San Bernardino and Orlando. After last weekend's rampage at the homosexual club in Orlando, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says the department's stepping up security for this weekend and next's LGBT festival and parade.
CPD will have officers on bike, civilian-dressed officers throughout the events, specially trained canines, and will...